is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
This is a time of rebirth and celebration is for this entire month. Aloha, this is the Universal Spiritual Connection Show, and I am your host, May Leilani. Our call-in numbers tonight are toll-free number 877-270-8714 or 530-876-9026 or 876-3223-413-4515. That's right, we've got four call-in numbers, and tonight we've got Linda Pineacker that's joining us once again, and she is ready to speak with your personal guides and to assist you in giving you guidance this evening. But first of all, before I start the show tonight, I've got some great surprises coming for tonight's show. I hope that you all will start calling in. I've got a surprise, because you know why? This month is my birthday month, so I wanted to be able to share this excitement and celebration with all of the listeners of BBSRadio.com. And I want to say, I truly, truly say mahalo to all the listeners and to BBSRadio.com. And before we invite Linda onto the show, please allow me to give you some history about Linda. Now, she is a very dear friend of mine. She has been extremely loyal and has been with this show for 2 years now. And it's always such a wonderful delight, and I'm always honored to share with all of you her tremendous insights and wisdom that she receives from her own personal guidance. But there's so much more about Linda that I would really like to share with all of you tonight. Now, Linda, intuitive as a child, became an accomplished psychic medium and healer. And she actually had her own path where she had to really work with herself in her own recovery. And I'll let her share a little bit more about this with all of you, if we can talk her into it. But Linda, and one of the reasons why I have chosen Linda for this show, is that she has a remarkable ability to connect all of you with your loved ones that have passed on, and provides clear evidence that they remain present in our lives. She is also an author of Make It Happen, Use Your Intuition and Positive Spirals, and Time to Heal. And she also has put out another great book, which I reread again today, and that is Messages of Hope and Healing. Now, Linda has a master's degree in social work, clinical practice specialization, and 14 years of experience in family counseling. Born and raised in Canada, she now resides in San Diego. So we are honored to have Linda with us this evening. So let's all give Linda a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. I had a really great day. I got up in one of those exceptionally great moods.
Wonderful.
And so I was just full of it all day today. The first thing I would like to do is honor you, Linda. I just want to give each of you listeners an update. And I had shared with all of you about sending $1 per month for a year, and that we together collectively would have a show on donating these funds that we all have collected. Now, there is a much bigger meaning behind this dollar bill, which as we continue moving forward with this, I will indeed share it with all of you. But I personally wanted to thank you, Linda, for making your commitment, and I have received your 12 $1 bills.
My pleasure. For a good purpose.
Oh, and let me give everybody the actual total so far since I launched off the call to all the listeners to please send a dollar in. And so far, we have collected $28. So, yay, I'm excited, and I thank all of you that have sent in this monies. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a future show. You and I together will present these checks we'll donate it along with a compiled list of everyone's name and the city and state from where you're located. And this will be presented live on this show. Isn't that great, Linda?
Sounds wonderful. And so maybe we should remind your listeners what you're going to use the money for.
Thank you. Well, one of the things is, you know, I've shared with many of you in the past where I speak with the masters quite a bit, and they just love waking me up in the mornings. And one morning, the masters asked me to put out a call for everyone to send $1 per month and to make that commitment. And the message for all of us through this is to actually understand that we have been led to believe that a dollar bill does not have any true value. Now, that is the main picture. And they've asked me to do it collectively together, and that we send our emails out to our friends, families, coworkers, our next door neighbors, whomever. And these monies will be donated to help the children in our world. And together we will invite these individuals that will represent, like an example is I have Child USA. And this organization helps children that have lost all their family members through some form of crime. Usually they've lost their mother and their father. So far we have collected the $28. How am I doing, Linda?
It's a great start. $1 to
I'm sort of been like this all day today where I've just been really excited and seems like my mind is working quicker than the rest of me. And I'm saying, okay, guys, we all need to get it together here. Now, we all need to work together in the flow and get in sync with each other.
Maybe we should remind you that God wanted you to use $1 bills, too.
Yes. You know, it was really fascinating to me when they showed me that a dollar bill does indeed have its true value. And the impact that $1, if we all sent in $1, the impact that we could make in changing the children of this world's lives, that we've all been led to believe that our dollar bill has become devalued in value. And that is not a true statement. And so I ask each of you listeners tonight to really listen, see, and hear everything with your hearts. Allow your hearts to explode. Because I'm excited about it, and I hope that you will be as well. And can you just imagine if we sent emails around the world for a dollar bill, everyone on this planet to make that commitment, the impact that we could actually make in a child's life, not just one child, millions of children around this globe. And I will intentionally, every 6 months, have a live broadcast for all of us to actually present this check to the organization, as I said before, a compiled list of everyone's name, because this is a collective effort on all of our parts, is to help our children. So there we go.
Sounds great.
But Linda, I went back and reread your book this evening. Now, I want to remind all our listeners this evening, I know that I'm broadcasting at a new time, so we're broadcasting from 6:30 to 9:30. Now, Linda's going to be giving everyone personal guidance this evening, so don't be shy. Give us a call, because I'd love to be able to surprise somebody this evening, because I do. I have it sitting right here with me, so I'm going to make sure that a very, very lucky individual is going to be getting a surprise from Leilani tonight. But on that note, Linda, I believe you have done a fantastic job on your book, titled Messages of Hope and Healing. And what I was really impressed about, I felt like I was sitting in your living room and you and I were just having a heart-to-heart conversation with each other.
Thank you. I like to keep my books informal.
But yet, it was very profound, and it impacts me in so many ways, because each of us actually have those experiences, but we don't always make those connections of understanding of what we're getting, you know, even during our dream states. And I was very impressed on how well you unfolded that and was actually able to make the connection so beautifully of the messages or the warnings that you were receiving.
Well, you know, I know that we all have loved ones and spirit present in our life, and I just really wanted to help other people make the connection. And it's amazing, because once they read some of the stories in my book about the experiences others have had, it helps them to be more aware of their own. And it's really reassuring for them, and it's encouraging.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, if I may be permitted, there is a quote that I keep getting drawn to, and I would really like to share this with all the listeners tonight. And Linda says, "You will survive one day or one moment at a time. Your loved ones will rejoice as you gradually pull yourself together and reach out to life again." And I almost felt, Linda, that you wrote that specifically for me, because I know personally I've had many different challenges in my own life, and it's interesting, because when all the dust settles, you're right, we do start reaching out to life again, and we start celebrating life once again. But it has to do a lot of times with our attitude as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, I think everybody experiences loss. And for every loss you experience, it actually makes you go through an identity crisis, too, where you have to find yourself again. So I really wanted to write a book that would help people with that and give them encouragement.
Yes. What most people or the listeners don't realize is, you know, in 2006, you know, I lost a lot of family members. A lot of it I kept to myself, but one of the things that gave me comfort is my understanding of they just made a transition to the other side, and then I had the ability to be able to speak with them. Now, I have a father that's been on the other side for, gosh, about 15 years now. And I know this is going to sound weird, but I love that when he comes to visit me and has real conversations with me.
I feel
it's
like
just amazing.
Yeah, I have a closer relationship with my father now than I had before he passed. Now, as you know, my father only just passed in February of this year, and it's just been absolutely remarkable. I mean, he comes and sees me every day, and we have chats, sometimes more than once a day.
So you know what I'm talking about, huh?
Yeah, and he's been very helpful in terms of helping my sister and I with ideas of how to help my mom cope.
Wow. And you know, it's really interesting. I have to share this story with you. I would say it was probably about 2, maybe 3 years that my father had made the transition, and it was really interesting because moving here to the desert when I did, and that was in the early 90s, I thought, we're talking about desert and heat, okay? Never realized that it got down to 40 and 50 degrees.
Wow.
And when it gets cold like that, there's a real, it's a kind of a cold that gets down in your bones kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So not realizing that, you know, I had gone to bed and everything and the temperature had really dropped. And, well, early the next morning, I heard the heating system kick in. And I said, what is that? I jumped out of bed and I'm investigating and realized that my heat had been turned on.
Oh.
And my father that had made the transition said to me, he said, I came to visit you while you were sleeping and saw that you were cold, so he turned the heat on for me.
I knew as soon as you said it was turned on that he turned it on, because he's here right now, and that's what he just told me. And he's chuckling, so he turned it on for her.
And during that time frame, what was so interesting is that, you know, I was living in a condo, so I had 2 master bedrooms and 2 full baths, you know, and I loved birds, and I still do. They're extremely intelligent. They make some of the best watchdogs, so to speak, that I have ever seen or witnessed, okay? So next thing I know, the 2 birds I had hatched eggs, and next thing you know, I had this full-on aviary, so I had to set up the second room as a bird aviary. And the same, my dad says to me one day, well, they're a bit messy. Mm-hmm. He says, but I tolerate them because they bring you joy.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Well, I'm pretty used to myself, so.
Are you really?
Oh, yes, definitely. I used to keep parakeets all the time and train them for people so they'd be really timid and tame, you know. Like I had a parakeet that would perch on my teeth and talk down my throat because he liked the way it echoed. And now, of course, I love all the birds that are out in the garden, and there's nothing I like better than waking to the sound of birds chirping and singing.
Me as well. As soon as I get up every morning, that's one of the first things I do is I open up all my windows, and I've got a lot of trees around me, so the birds are just singing because they, you know, this is birth for all of us. Spring has definitely started to kick in. I don't know. I think we skipped spring in Arizona because we're up in the 90s right now. Can you believe that?
Wow. It's only April.
I know. And just a week ago, we were in the 50s and the 60s, and we jumped from that all the way up into the 90s. And we're by Easter Sunday, it is supposed to be up to 95 degrees. Now, I don't know about everybody out there, but that's real close to 100 degrees.
Yeah.
But I also noticed the other day that they were actually, they're back at it again, folks. Back at the spraying of the chemtrails, they've been going wild and crazy. And what we don't realize is a lot of times when they're out there spraying all this stuff, first of all, they're poisoning the heck out of us. I mean, you know, we are just a number, so they're trying to kill us because they've got all kinds of poisonous stuff in these chemtrails, and they fall down on the earth. I've actually seen spider webs of this substance all over my vehicle. It's highly toxic, so if you ever see it on your vehicle, do not touch it with your bare hands. But they also do this as well, is to alter our weather patterns.
Pardon me?
Did you actually know that they also do the chemtrails altering our weather patterns?
I suspected as much, but...
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. We just got all kinds of stuff going on. But, you know, this month, Leilani is going to be 50 years old, and I am ready to party and celebrate all month long. The only problem I'm having is I can't seem to get everybody to jump in and celebrate with me. Oh, my goodness. But I do want to let all of our listeners know I've got a surprise sitting right next to me, and some lucky person is going to get this surprise this evening. So if you'd like to talk to Linda, she would love to speak with you and give you some guidance. But Linda, you want to get the energy rolling and maybe give me some insight?
Okay, well, let me see what's happening for you. I'm kind of excited that this is the 50th year for you. For me, I really felt that late 40s, early 50s was when life began. I mean, I'm 52 now, but I don't know. My life just really picked up for me. I feel like the best part of my life is just starting now. So let's see what's coming
up. I feel the same way, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, so I get the big television word for you with capital T, that's for sure. See that coming up for you this year. October is very lit up for you. It looks like a very special month. And I get now that's a month of celebration for you, even though it's not your birthday month. October, there's going to be a lot of change because I see a lot of gold exploding energy. And my impression is it's around large events with lots and lots of people. You organizing, you speaking, you celebrating. And I see lots of friends and colleagues around you for those celebrations. It looks to me like it's the starting of a series of events in October. Let's see what else.
Oh, come on, Linda. There's got to be something sooner than October.
Well, that's
like
month
really feel
it. Shining and standing out to me right now. I also see a change of residence for you this year.
Okay.
And to me, the change, the energy looks better, looks more open, more expansive in your new home. I just see, whiteness and an open energy. So it looks like it'd be really comfortable for you. Lots of personal space. Yeah, there's something happening in August, too. To me, the August thing looks like it's connected with radio, though, not television. A very special interview with a very special guest. Looks like a male to me, someone who's very spiritual. And I just get the word connection. Like, he's like a person who's going to connect you with where you're going with your life. To me, he looks relatively young.
Is everybody there? Can you all hear me? Yeah, I might want to put you guys on separate lines, only because your voice is so faint, and Leilani's is louder, and I doubt the audience can hear the levels. They're just so different that it's I can't do anything with them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so
thank you, Tom.
You bet. I'm going to pull you off the air.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection Show, and I am your host, May Leilani. My guest this evening is Linda Pinecker. She is a psychic medium and healer, and she is here tonight to give all of you a guidance into your own personal world and a connection with your loved ones. Now, the toll-free numbers are 877-270-8714 or 530-876-9026 or 876-3223. And Linda was just giving me some insight. It is my month of my birthday, and I would like to have a party with all of you. So I have a special gift to give out this evening to a very special person. And Linda was in the midst of giving me some guidance for my birthday celebration. So, Linda, are you with me?
Yes, I am. And we were just looking at this mail that I see in your life in August. It looks like a special radio guest. Ironically, I see him dressed in a gray suit. I don't know why that makes a difference, but but I get the impression that he's professional and he's well-known. And very nice smile, that's for sure. I just feel like he's going to, like I get the word networking, I just get that he's going to connect you with some very important people. So I'm being shown something about a card to do with you, too. So let me see what that's all about.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like because you're traveling. Travel within Arizona, but it's significant. It can't be real far. You're going in your car, so it looks like that's to an event, another sparkling event, but this time I see a woman, and she's dressed in a really fancy evening gown. It almost looks like it's sequined or whatever. And I don't see that having anything to do with your, you know, radio or television or anything like that, but she's celebrating with you, too. And I feel like she channels your guides for you, which is really strange because I know you're capable of doing that yourself. But this woman I see in particular, she actually looks like a movie star. She's dressed like a movie star. But she will channel your guides for you and has a very special message for you. And you're going to meet her at the end of June. Okay, let me see what else is coming up for you. Well, I'm seeing lots and lots of children, and my impression is that these are the children that you're going to bless with the gifts of the $1 bills that you receive. They look like they're orphan children, that's certain. Not just
that's
in the
very
US,
important to me is to do this for the children. You know, of course, I'm a mother, and I'm also a grandmother of three grandchildren. And I've always just loved children. They just remind us so much of our innocence and that constant reminder of how not to take life so seriously. And we really, really need to protect them because they are indeed our future. I mean, it's fascinating to sit with even a three-year-old, and the wisdom that comes from them is just incredible.
Yeah. Leilani, is your mother passed?
No. Well, yes, I do have a mother that has passed.
Because there is a spirit here, and she says she's your mother, and while you're talking, she's singing Bless the Beast and the Children.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
There's a spirit here, and she says she's your mother. And while you were talking about how important children are to you, she
yes.
was singing the song, Bless the Beast and the Children, that beautiful song.
Yes.
She's singing it while you're talking.
Oh, my, you're almost bringing tears to my eyes,
beautiful.
You know.
If I could sing better, I'd do it for you, but I can't, so... I certainly can't compete with her beautiful voice anyway.
Well, I want to thank my mother for that.
She just blew kisses to you when you said that, both hands.
Yeah, I love my family, and unfortunately I haven't had the opportunity to spend time like most families do with my own personal family, but I have this deep love for every one of them, and I care deeply about all of them. And I'd like for, you know, they don't care too much for the work that I do, but I made that commitment to God a long time ago, and I will fulfill that in this lifetime. But I wanted to ask you something, Linda. When you say, when I get ready to move, I don't want to give all the components over the air because I've been working within myself on some of my own personal issues, but do you see me actually leaving the state of Arizona?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Now, this individual that you're talking about, do you think I've already met him?
Yes, definitely, yep.
I'm already working with this man that's really going to be working with me.
Yes, yes, you are. And, you know, I guess what stands out for me about him is he's slim, but it's his cheeks and his smile, like, he doesn't have dimples, but his smile is so nice, it almost feels like he does. And he's got twinkly eyes, and he dresses very nice, very clean cut.
Yes.
Good head of hair. I really can't get his age. You know, he strikes me as, his energy strikes me as being like 30s, but I haven't checked to see if that's correct or not. Let me see.
Well, you're absolutely correct, by the way.
Okay.
He is going to be on the show, and I'm real excited about introducing him to all the listeners. And last Friday, he worked with me, and this was very profound for me, and so maybe this evening, Linda, you can help me with this, is that I really desire to get to a lot of my core issues on my own spiritual journey and my own self. I've always been very dedicated about healing and releasing a lot of my past life issues, issues I've had in this lifetime, because my desire is to be the very best person I can possibly be so that I'm freed up to do God's work.
And to help as many people as possible.
Yes.
And he's very intuitive, this fellow, too.
Yes. Now, he worked with me last Friday, and let me tell you, I wanted to work on the core issue of really, truly learning to love myself as a person. Mm-hmm. And as we got started in this area, he asked me, who was the first male that had left me? I finally got to the truth of the matter, and I felt like God had left me. And when I was willing to look at the truth, my heart started to explode in this pain. And so this doctor says to me, he goes, why are you so angry at God? And I said, because he made me come here to this planet. And he says, he made you? And so I said, well, no. I said, he just forgot to tell me to read the fine print. So we all kind of chuckled over that and everything. And then he says to me, who's the second male that has left you? Now, this is going to be a shocker to everybody. All of a sudden, I said, my twin.
Oh.
I actually had a twin brother. Now, my twin brother is no longer here on the planet. He's made the transition.
Yeah. That's a monumental loss for you.
Yes. So through that experience, I had made a commitment the moment that my twin brother chose to take his last breath. I continuously created things in this lifetime so I didn't have to stay here on the physical plane. And it's been extremely profound for me because this man is so incredible that you have immediate shifts that take place not only with yourself but in your entire environment.
Well, especially once you start working with core beliefs.
And boy, am I ever going after them. I said to the doctor, I said, this is important for me. I said, I really want to get to these core issues. I'm going to be turning 50 this month, and I really had this real strong pull to get down to those core issues before I turned 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. I have a question that has nothing to do with this. When the phone beeps, does that mean we have a caller?
Did you hear a beep?
A while ago, but I didn't want to interrupt you. I heard it beep three times.
Yes, I didn't hear it. Do we
still
have a caller?
Next time it does that, I'll let you know then, okay? I wonder with the line change if you would have missed that.
Could be, yeah.
Oh, whoever it is will call back.
I sure hope so, because I have a surprise sitting next to me that I'm just really excited to give to somebody tonight. So, can you give me some insight why all of a sudden this is real important for me?
Your core issues? Oh, yes. Because you've made a commitment. You're at the stage right now where you want to really move fast towards enlightenment, and you know that that's one of your obstacles, so. It's just a decision. I just see a conscious decision of your higher self to tackle that and get on with it. Just like some of us, I mean, a while back, I decided I was going to get rid of all my unfinished karma. So I sent out a prayer asking for that. Oh, my gosh. After a while, I felt like saying, well, let's slow down here a bit. Because it seemed like a relationship after relationship, you know, whether it was a landlady or an acquaintance or a student or whatever, I found myself having to resolve issues with them that were related to past lives. But, it was nice once. It's just very freeing when you finish up a lot of that and you've made this decision. It's time for you to deal with some core issues. So,
of course, I've always thought I loved myself. You know, what does that really look like? I mean, what are the actions and counteractions that, and it's really interesting because this doctor has also been working with me on, you know, how your body says one thing and you are verbally speaking another thing.
Yes.
Leilani, we do have a caller on the line with you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with?
Good evening, ladies. It's Julia. How are you?
Hi, Leilani. I'm sending kisses to you.
Right back to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, I got a surprise.
Oh, sorry, we have somebody else on the line with us now. All lines, all four lines are inactive right now with all of them loaded. You're all on the air.
All right, a whole time.
Oh, wow.
I ask that all my listeners this evening, please be patient. I'm aware that you are there with me. I want to thank you and honor all of you. Oh, it's good to connect with all of you. But anyway, you're about to witness me giving away a surprise. So, Linda, if you'll just bear with me for just a moment.
Will do.
Julia, it is my birthday month, and you are the first person that is going to actually receive a gift from Leilani this evening. So normally I would ask you for your address and stuff, but I've already got it. But I am sending you a Himalayan sea salt lamp.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is my honor to present you with this Himalayan sea salt. And wait till you get it. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was my honor to be able to give it to you. So happy birthday to you as well.
So your card is sitting right here on my desk with me, so.
So I'm going to turn you right over to Linda.
Hi, Julia. How you doing?
Doing well. You sound very faint.
Can barely hear
you. Okay,
Linda.
I'll try yelling. Julia, do you have a question for me today?
No, I don't have a specific question. I hadn't talked with you in a while, and I was just going to see what you picked up for me.
Do you have a brother who's passed?
No, I don't have any siblings.
Okay. Because there's a male spirit here, and I wasn't sure what he was.
He could have been my uncle, because my uncles were like my brothers.
Yeah, he says a no to that. Is it possible that your mother had a baby that didn't go full term?
I don't know, possibly.
He's very insistent
I'm not aware
that he's a brother. Yeah, he's very insistent that he's a brother. But anyway, what he said to me was he sends you a lot of love, and he wants you to proceed cautiously, that you're embarking on a new endeavor, and he wants you to, like, proceed cautiously, be careful. Do you know what he's talking about?
No, not off the top of my head. I'm not really doing anything right now.
You're about to career-wise. It just says to think it through carefully. It's a big decision.
Okay.
And I'm not getting more specific than that from him. It looks like it's related to a car to me. Are you thinking of buying a car?
No, not at the present.
Oh, you know what? Hold on for just a moment, ladies. I think that's my twin brother. Let me just tell him to move on, and we'll talk with that's my twin brother.
Oh, Leilani, this is your twin brother?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask him to step aside, so Lynn's
yes,
can get her guidance.
Yeah,
I apologize, too.
Okay. So, Juliet, your mother's passed on, though, right?
No, my mother's here. My grandmother passed.
Your mother's mother?
She was like my mother, though.
Okay.
She raised me.
Yeah. Yeah, because she thinks herself as your mother. And she was your mother's mother, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's who's here. And she's got a good sense of humor. She said she's a little bit fluffy. So was she a little bit plump, just a little bit?
Oh, no. She was very thin.
What, curly hair?
No, straight hair.
Uh-oh. Oh, I can hardly hear you.
Well, what are you tuning in, Melissa, if I may kind of jump in here for just a second? What I pick up for you, Julia, is some major changes that are about that are right down the corner. Major changes. I see this big, huge smile on your face. So where I'm being pulled to at this very moment is that some of the dreams that you've had kind of in the back burner, but you daydream about them a lot, is about to unfold for you.
Yes,
but I will go back to what Linda said earlier about, you know, these opportunities come rolling in you. Take your time and really understand the full picture of what's being offered to you before you just jump in, because I see a part of you as well getting so excited, going, yes, fine. Things are coming my way. Now, there's going to be other really great changes that are going to also take place. Some of them are kind of wrapped up in some of the opportunities that will come your way that will become a catalyst for the other changes to take place. Does this make sense for you?
No, but it sounds great.
And your maternal grandmother, she's actually tall and thin, right? About 5'6".
Yeah, about that.
I got her nice and clear here now. And she's just wishing you all the best. She's very, very excited about these changes that are coming up for you. And she's just sort of, I don't know, going hurrah to your future endeavors because you have got a very exciting time ahead of you.
But I also feel like you will be making some moves this year, Julia.
Yes, definitely.
I would say probably by the month of June, because I'm getting pulled towards the month of June. You will either be on your way in transition, you know, from one space to the next, or you're about to approach, you know, making that transition. But somewhere in the neighborhood of June, you will have already made those decisions. It's going to be good all the way around for you. Some of it's going to make you just a bit nervous. Because it's like you're jumping off of the cliff. But I would like to encourage you, jump off the cliff, because what you're about to jump into with all the wonderful things that are going to unfold for you, it's almost like I feel like you can kind of pick and choose, but it'll all have to do with what you've been daydreaming about, okay?
Wow. Yeah, it looks like you'd be taking a huge leap of faith, but Ilani's right. You'll have some choice around it.
Oh.
I'm just being shown you, you know, a symbol like it's like the box of chocolates, and you're getting to choose which flavors you want.
So we hope we served you well, Julia. I thank you so much, and I will get your prize out this week, okay?
Can I just one quick question before I go?
Yes.
Is this move there to where you are?
Say that again?
You want to know if you're moving to Arizona?
To where you are?
More than likely you're going to end up in Arizona.
Yes, that's what I get to.
And then you're going to move somewhere else?
You'll end up coming with me, Linda. I mean, Julia.
Oh, good.
Yes, I get a yes to that, too.
Wow. Well, can you have me a little worried there, woman?
It looks exciting.
Now, if I'm going to move there, she's going to move away.
No worries. I will actually, Linda, speak to her. Got Myrna Lou on the other line. So will you talk to Julia, please?
Sure, yeah, okay. You know, Julie, I do see you making two moves, but I get that they're very productive moves, like you won't regret either one of them. And it's like a stepping stone. You have to come to Arizona before you go make the other move, but you look very pleased about the final outcome.
So,
you look very excited.
Julia?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. So we'll leave you with that, and we hope we served you well.
Oh, always. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad you're an hour earlier. Yay!
Yay! Let them know that you're grateful, okay?
I am. I will. I definitely will. Okay, take care.
You too now. Do we have another caller on the line? Hello? Do we have another caller? And hello, everybody. Believe it or not, I got disconnected off of the air. Can you believe that? Hey, I got my second bleep for the evening. Are you with me, Linda? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, sorry, everybody.
You know, this is one of those days, folks, where you don't want to be at the equipment. But needless to say,
okay.
We dropped everybody, dropped you. I threw you back on the air. I'm just throwing you on the air and letting the chips fall where they might.
Hey,
it'll be
okay.
A little bit before I round up the rest of the crew, so.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and put Myrna Lou on the phone, okay?
Go nuts.
Hello, everybody out there. It's so funny. Please forgive us all. We are having technical problems. I know you guys get that and you understand that. Things happen sometimes. And we just all have to learn to just kind of laugh it off and just keep moving forward. And I just really want to bless every one of you this evening. Bless every one of your hearts. You guys are so terrific. If you only knew, and I hope that you can feel the love from me, because every one of you are extremely special to me. We all got thrown off the air, and we lost Linda, so we hope that Linda will understand. And our next guest is about to come on with us, everybody, and that's Myrna Lou. Myrna Lou, are you with us yet? Okay, she's not with us. Don is working on getting hold of her, but in the meantime, Julia, I will be sending you out your salt lamp. I will be celebrating all the month of this month. It is my birthday, and I would like for each of you to celebrate with me. I will be giving away another gift on our second half of this show this evening. And Linda, we send all our hugs and kisses to you, and we sincerely apologize for our technical problems. Sometimes things happen. Shifts happen. So on that note, we are going to have Myrna Lou on our second half of our show, and she's another very special young lady to me. I felt very lucky to have Linda Pineacre and Myrna Lou with us tonight on this show. They have been extremely... Uh-oh. Another hang-up thing
I'm
here.
I'm here, but I think you lost somebody.
Oh, there you are, Linda.
Yeah, I was disconnected.
Well, there's one particular person that keeps phoning up, and their line never works, and it's just driving me absolutely out of my mind. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll make that
sorry about that, but there's... Anyways.
Okay, so we have a caller that's trying to call in, and it's creating some problems for VBS Radio. And I ask for your forgiveness, but we are having some challenges with your call coming in, and we ask that if you will just either send us a VBS fast chat so we can communicate with you, because it is throwing us continuously off the show for some reason here. We want to apologize to everybody. Linda, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, stay with me, because we're also going to bring Myrna Lou on, okay? Can you stay with me for a little bit longer?
We have someone on the air with us.
Oh.
You know, we've got a bunch of people calling, and we have a bunch of people hanging up, and then there was a few more calls, and then they'd hang up, call another line, hang up.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to get the callers on, and all the lines are gone, and it's just been a little bit crazy. So you just got to bear with me, and some of the people that are calling up aren't really giving me much of a chance.
Okay.
You know, so it's...
All right. Well,
it's
call
been fun.
Myrna Lou for me and bring her on the show with us.
Well,
we've got
somebody on here with you plus another person. I'm just trying to figure out who do we have, who don't we have.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
and
I understand that.
And try to softly engage the phone, because when you spike it, and all the lines are going, it causes an overload. Just
okay.
Yeah.
And I understand.
All right. So who is my next caller, please? Can you say hello?
Hi, hello. This is Leva from Florida Keys.
Hi. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Okay, who am I speaking with? Is Robert Campy on this line? Robert Lee?
This is Leilani and the Universal Spiritual Connection Show.
Wow, that's wonderful. Even if I'm in the wrong phone line, but I just would love to hear you speaking. May I do that?
Of course.
Thank you.
We have Linda Pineacre on the line with me. She is my guest for this evening, and she is giving people, our listeners, information. Would you like to ask Linda a question?
I don't know, ma'am, why I'm here, because I saw the Robert Lee Camp, the guy who's written the Destiny book and the Love book.
Ah. Don? So you know what you need to do for me, sweetheart, is hang up and call the daily BBS radio's phone number, because you're on the BBS late night.
Yes, that's what he has it on, 10:30 to 11:30. I'm in Eastern time here, so I apologize if I have interrupted you all.
No, it's quite all right. It was an honor and a pleasure to speak with you.
I would love to. And what is the subject of today's call?
Well, tonight we've got Linda Pinecker, and she's just she's given reading. She's a psychic medium.
Wow. Tonight's day?
Well, if you'd like to ask her a question, we'd love to serve you.
Sure.
Linda, are you with me?
The question and what did you say your name was? My name is Lila.
Lila, thank you.
And do
thank you.
Have you.
Me, Lila?
Pardon me?
Do you have a question for me?
What kind of a question you would like me to ask you?
Well, do you have a question about your future?
How about...
Can you tell me what's going to be this year for me as in love situation?
Ah, that's interesting, because the first thing I saw when you got on the line was I saw a man coming up. I see a new man coming into your life, and it looks like an excellent love relationship for you. And I see you marrying him. You look like you're quite a conversationalist, and I see the two of you having lots of good conversation, lots of laughter, and he likes to dance. He looks like a businessman to me, like I see him dressed in, you know, really nice professional clothing. He might work in sales or something very related to that, but it looks like he's just an excellent conversationalist. And you will meet him, and before the end of August, I'd say. Maybe it'd be as early as May. Like, the energy's really around it, so to me it looks like it's going to happen very soon. And
I had a hard time hearing you, Linda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what you've heard, so it's hard for you to repeat, because I don't know what I need to repeat.
It's okay, honey. I'm listening.
Okay. Anyway, I do see you meet a male, and I see you marrying him. It looks like a very good love relationship. Could you hear that?
I can hear that.
Okay. And he looks like a businessman to me. Okay, and you'll meet him soon.
And when did you say this? I'm going to be meeting him?
I feel like it's going to be before the end of May, but August is lit up as being very special, like as sometimes decisions will be made around your relationship at the end of August. But to me, it looks like you'll meet him before May is terminated.
Hmm.
And you'll meet him indoors. Somebody will introduce you to him. Some sort of a social gathering. There's several people there. It's not a huge social gathering, but there are definitely several other people there.
Let me ask you this as well, if I may interject here. I do apologize. Are you working right now?
Am I working right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I do work.
Okay. There's some kind of transition that is going to be taking place as well for you in your job. So I'm not sure if it's a promotion or whatever. But Linda, take over. I got Myrna Lou on the other line, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Hold on.
Okay, and to me it doesn't look like it's just a job change. To me it looks like a career change, like you're going to move into a new area. It looks to me like the skills that you have in the job you're doing now, they're sort of the foundation for it, but the career change is enough that it's, you're not going to be doing what you're doing now. It looks very exciting, and it looks like you're very pleased about it, like you're ready for a change, right?
Yes. You're very right. I promise. I'm confused, Leilani. We were supposed to get a Myrna on. Do we have Myrna on with us?
That was Myrna Lou. Can you go ahead and call her?
I've tried, but I think I've got the wrong number. And the one, it ends in 8777, right?
Give me a second here.
Yeah, because the person I kept getting thinks I'm a little weird.
It's 666-8771.
No wonder the guy thinks I'm a little weird. I keep telling him he's going to have to go on the radio.
Oh.
He just doesn't believe me. So, and then the other guest, I tried to phone them, the one we so beautifully dropped eloquently. They are no longer picking up their phone, so they're either very mad at Don Newsom in the background, or they're just really happy and don't want to answer the phone. So, folks, another great show here at BBS. I apologize. I am the fault, but then again, it really doesn't matter.
Right. It's all okay, Don. Don't worry.
I'm sorry, everyone. But we got lots of time, so enjoy.
Thank you. Linda, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do we have another caller on the line? Okay. I guess we don't have another caller, so I'm going to... You know, Linda, isn't this universe just really incredible? You just never know what to expect.
Well, about right now, I've got about 7 question marks in my mind.
Oh, I can imagine.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's really interesting because all of a sudden we had all this technical problems and it was throwing us off the air and it was just wild and crazy there. But you know what? You can always tell a professional because a professional will always just keep plugging forward, don't they?
And maybe not at the same level as usual, but
Linda?
Not your boss.
Hello? Is someone with
Hello?
You?
Yes.
Hi, I'm
I
here.
I have a question for Linda.
And
you're
still with us. May I ask a question, Linda?
Yes, and who am I talking to?
Why do we keep attracting the same people in our lives?
Generally, it's some kind of a life lesson that you haven't caught on to yet. So you need to keep reliving similar relationships until you finally learn what it is you're supposed to learn. And sometimes it's that maybe you're not very good at setting limits and boundaries with people, so you constantly get people like that until you finally successfully learn how to do that. Other times it's abandonment issues, so you keep attracting people who abandon you. It's really all about your life lessons. And what haven't you learned that keeps coming back to you? Like, what keeps happening to you?
It's not that the person has abandoned. I have left him, and what I have left, 2 years when I went inside and really cleaned myself emotionally and kind of reprogrammed my mind, my thoughts, my feelings, and my actions that followed to that previous 2 emotions that I had, I, after 2 years of sublimation, I just, you know, felt that the 2 or 3 months ago when I met this person is identical to the person that I left.
Yeah, you keep attracting people who don't treat you well, right?
As much as I'm very emotional and I get in touch with people that I feel that I'm rescuing them, and after rescuing them, they don't really treat me well.
Exactly. And, you know, to me, what I get is a life lesson for you to learn is that you need to count on yourself more. It's time for you to have the confidence that you don't need anybody else. And when you truly and fully appreciate how much you have to offer yourself, then you're going to choose people who will treat you better. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. You know, sometimes when I feel that I'm very confident and, centered and grounded, after all, I personally can't leave all by myself. I need somebody to share the intellect and the loving that I have to give to the person and the joy that I have, and I just can't understand why I'm attracted to the same type of people.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the words you said was very key. You said when you need to share. And anytime needs involved, it means you're not going to make a good decision. It's when you are feeling strong about yourself that you want to share yourself instead of need to share yourself, you will find you'll make some different decisions about who you're going to share yourself with. You know what,
Linda, what's the word that you're catching on? I can't hear you.
You said you need to share your emotions and your intellect with somebody. And you really don't want to go into a relationship from feeling a need, because from what I can see when I look at you and your past relationships, there is too much need, too much dependency. Were you able to hear that? And so,
I believe they depend on me. I really don't depend on them.
Exactly,
I'm a very independent and interdependent person.
Yeah. But because of that need that you have, you are letting people depend on you. Whereas when you really feel whole and confident and good about your life and feel like you don't need anybody, that's when you're in the best position to choose somebody. And so to me it looks like you need to spend more time finding out who you are and what you want out of life and meet your own needs, so that when you choose a person in your life, you would choose someone you want to be with instead of someone who needs to be with you.
Uh-huh.
So, we hope we served you well. I got to see if my next guest is on the line with me. If I may, Myrna Lou, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Mayweather. Okay.
Well, give me just a second here, okay, Myrna Lou, if you would.
Okay.
I would appreciate it. Well, Linda, here we go again. I have to say goodbye to you, and it's for the moment anyway, and I want to sincerely apologize for all the technical problems that we've had this evening.
It's been a challenging evening, but nothing we couldn't handle, right?
That's a fact, and that is why I have picked you as to be a regular guest on this show, because you are a real professional, and I want to thank you for really showing that this evening, okay?
Thank you, and I hope things
are
better for
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're getting a...
We will say our goodnights to you, and we thank you, and we honor you, and it's always a delight for me. And we look forward to having you back with us again next month, and we'll have all our technical problems all straightened out by the time you get back, okay?
I look forward to next month, and good evening. Bye-bye.
And you as well, Linda. Thank you so much. You have a good night and many blessings. All right. Now, I have a new guest with us. And she is another one of these young ladies that I feel have a lot of deep feelings for. It's not always easy to get her on the show. She's a very busy young lady. She interacts and communicates and reads a lot of poems from all over the world. And I mean that literally, all over the world. And she has a resume that is incredible. And if you will permit, allow me to give you some history about our next guest for this evening. Her name is Myrna Lou. She is an author of three incredible books, May I See Your Hand, Soulmate Connections, and The Diary of a Palm Reader. And she has got in the works a new book that's coming out. Now, Myrna Lou has traveled all throughout the United States. She teaches classes in palmistry with an insightful explanation of the lines and symbols in your hand. And what's really intriguing to me is that she doesn't do the normal, and I mean this respectfully to all the palm readers out there, she doesn't do the normal palm reader reading. She uses and employs the Asian Oriental palmistry in her readings. Not only is she able to really tap into that divine blueprint that we all walk around with, right within our own hands, she also uses her intuitive abilities as well to help to enhance and understand the depth of your divine blueprint that's so eloquently unfolds in our hands. Now, one other thing about Myrna Lou is that she is indeed available for parties, and she does private parties for corporate groups, individual readings. She does workshops. She teaches classes. She's won many, many awards, chosen for the Woman of the Year with the American Businesswomen's Association. Chosen by the 17 magazine as a palm reader of the month. She has produced and hosted her own television show, Soulmate Connections. She has also been involved with the Rotary Clubs of Colorado in the Boulder, won first and second tries for a national writing contest held by the CIPA in Colorado with Colorado Independent Publishers Association. It's absolutely mind-boggling where this woman gets her energy from, because if you could see the list of the radio shows that this young lady has done, you'd wonder how she had any time to devote to all of us. She's a very dedicated young lady to humanity. And what has really brought me to really admire Myrna Lou is her passion to share with every one of you insight on how to help you through your own journey, through your own personal life. She gives you insight on areas that are about to open for you, so that way you're able to capture those moments to utilize for your highest growth. So without further delay, please, let's all give Myrna Lou a warm welcome to the show. Hello, Myrna Lou.
Wow, that's going to be a hard act to follow now after you said all those nice things about me.
But
the one thing you did say that's true is I have passion for what I do. And if you love what you do and you get to do what you love, it shows.
Yes.
And so people who I read say to me, you don't look like yourself. When you're in a reading, you're somewhere else. And that's right. I forget about me. If I have an ache or a pain and I'm in that person's, in their realm, and I'm with them and I'm, you know, looking where they're going or where they've been, and it's a whole different thing.
Well, I know you've made some profound impacts for me. Of course, you know, a lot of the listeners know that, and do I do this? You bet I do. One of the things about my show is you can't just call me up or send me an email saying, you know, I'm this and I'm that, and I take your word for face value. I actually find out if you indeed are able to do what you say you do. And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way to anyone out there. But because of my love and bond to each and every one of the listeners of this show, part of my responsibility and accountability, not only to the show, but to all of you, is to bring the best of the best forward. And I have a real deep passion as well, is bringing the information, wisdom, that will help you make solid, sound decisions with your own personal growth and your path. And I'm very dedicated on bringing that information forward to help you get the insight that is needed. It's interesting because one of my teachers said to me once, a while back, said to me, which was very profound, and I never, ever, ever forgot it. And she says, for you to be the best you can possibly be is to always dedicate 200% to yourself as an individual, and never forget that wisdom and knowledge is the power. And it doesn't matter what subject matter we are that we're even talking about. It's up to you to pick up the phone or send a BBS fast chat interact with Myrna Lou, because that's what she's here for, is to help bring forth guidance to make your life a little bit easier. Experience my experience through me, not because you walked it. If I can help you save some steps, pardon me, in your own growth, why not? And that's why I'm here. So I apologize, Myrna Lou.
Oh, that's okay. Do you know growth is the most important thing?
Yes, it is.
And change. And some people get stuck in a mindset and they're stubborn and they won't change. But if you can just let go and go with the flow and change, the growth happens.
Well, you know, I was just sharing this at the first half of my show this evening, and if I may just recap on that for just a moment. Before we really get into all the real juicy information that you have to share with us tonight, I was just telling the listeners and sharing with Linda that last week, Friday, I worked on a core issue of learning to truly love myself. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because that's the impact you've made on me. My palm.
Right. If you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else?
That's right.
Right.
And here I
was. But you have to know yourself too.
All along.
But if you don't know yourself, see, a lot of people don't know themselves. So you have to know yourself too. So I think the power we have over self is change through action and, you know, how you live your life.
Yes. But one of the things I want to ask you, Myrna Lou, that came up in the working with my core issue,
is
that I found out that I was an actual twin.
You were a twin?
One of the questions I wanted to ask you, did you ever see that in my palm, that I had a twin?
I did, but I think your mother lost the other one, didn't she?
Yes.
Do you have a living twin, or was a twin in the womb and then only one of you survived?
He was killed.
Oh, no. Your hand doesn't show that. It shows that you were in the womb with another baby, but I thought he didn't survive.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, and this is why I was so excited about sharing it with the listeners tonight, is that I guess it was such a traumatic experience for me that I had completely blocked it out. And when the doctor was actually working with me, my body released it of that memory.
Really?
And it
so then what brought it back?
Pardon me?
What brought it back, so now that you know?
It was all working with learning to love myself, because what had happened, once I lost my twin brother, I had made the decision to find creative ways to check out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I
so
had
then
played,
it came back.
Yes, and I had actually placed the guilt on myself that I didn't help my brother.
I hate to interrupt you, but you're breaking up,
and
we're having technical difficulty. What you sound like is you're singing. It's like going, So I hope you can hear me, because I'm not having a bowel movement, but it sounds like you are.
No, you're quite clear and stuff.
Oh, now you're clear.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They might have had to fix something.
I knew when this came out of my subconscious mind and from my cellular memory, I knew that it must have been in my palm.
Well, it shows a twin, but I thought that your mother carried twins and one didn't live, so I didn't even mention it when I did your hand.
Oh, my gosh. You see?
So there was death there, but it wasn't at a newborn level. It was when the person was already here.
Okay.
But your hand is really the record of you. So your parents aren't on there, your children aren't on there, it's just you. So it's a record of what you're supposed to go through, what you've already been through, and where you're going. That's what present, past, and future means.
Yes, absolutely. Well, tonight I definitely want to talk more about your books and find out more about how you got started with even learning to read poems and those kinds of things. But before we get going on that, you had a poem to share with all the listeners tonight. Is that correct?
That's true. I have two. One is Eileen, who I did a couple shows ago, and she sent it in again, and
okay.
She wanted to see if there's any change. And another one is Janet. And Janet, I can do the whole reading for you on Janet right now if you want me to.
Yes, let's do that, and then we'll get into it. We'll do Janet first, then we'll talk a little bit about your books, and I want to get some more scoops on you, the secret stuff. And then we'll
okay.
go into the next reading, okay?
Well, let's tell the audience right now, your listeners, that I asked you for my next book that isn't quite out yet, but it's coming soon. It's called Palms Red in Love and Light. And I asked Leilani to write me a testimonial.
Yes,
so
she did, everybody.
You will be
so
in my next book.
What? I'm going in print for the third time.
Okay, so let's. Can I give out my website in case anybody wants to look it up while they're listening, or if they
yes.
want to get in touch with me?
Do that.
Okay, so if they wanted to look at what I'm doing or see what all I'm into, it's www.myrnalou, and I spell my name MYRNALOU, palmistry, palmistry.com. So it's Myrna Lou Palmistry, all run together is one word. And then I have an email if they want to send their hand while I'm sitting here with the computer in front of me. I'm the only palmist in the world who can sit on the phone and the radio and do a live reading from somebody I've never seen before. So some of your listeners could hurry up and scan their hand in. They could send it to hmg@privateeye, and that's P-R-I, V-A-T-E, the letter I, .com. So let me tell you about Janet's hand.
And hold on for just one moment.
Oh, okay.
If you will permit, Myrna Lou.
Now, okay.
For all those that would like to have Myrna Lou do your palms tonight, make sure you send an email to her ASAP. Also, make sure that you scan the hand and double-check it to make sure that it's clear for Myrna Lou to be able to read, but she also needs your full name and your age as well, okay?
And they need the hand they eat and write with, their prominent hand, the hand,
that is
their most dominant hand.
And one more announcement. I have another surprise that I'd like to give away. It is my birthday month, so we will open up the lines in about 30 minutes, and for the next caller that calls in 30 minutes, you'll hear me say, I've opened up the lines. If you'll call in real quick, I've got a surprise for you. So, anyway,
uh-huh.
Please continue, Myrna Lou.
Okay, well, first, happy birthday. I've known you for a whole year.
Yes.
Because I remembered that it was your birthday when I first went on, first time we did a show together.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
Can you believe it? It's a year.
Amazing how time goes by, because I'm...
Because they were singing Happy Birthday to you at the other, on that show.
On a T-Rex.
Somebody ran in and brought you a present. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So...
Well, this whole month, Myrna Lou, because it is my birthday month, every show this month, I will be giving away a special gift to the listeners.
Isn't that nice? That's cute.
Yeah.
That's like Christmas all over again.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, cute. Okay, let me tell you about Janet, because she's probably listening and she wants to hear what I came up with. So her lifeline, I always start with that, shows her longevity is 93 to 94 years because her heredity line is very strong and she comes from relatives who way back were just fighters and survivors. And it shows she was very strong, healthy in her early childhood, but she had a lot of doctoring between 20 and 29. So she's a little past that now in her age, and she's strong again. So she only had like a 9-year period where she was having to go to the doctor. there's always a fork at the end of everybody's lifeline, and hers is huge, and it has to do with IQ. Mine is minusculely, but hers is pretty big. And it means if you're at a party and you hear a joke, you laugh with everybody, she gets it. I don't get it. It goes over my head, and she actually gets it right the first time. Or she could read a newspaper article once, and she gets it. You don't have to read it three times. She can read a book and figure it out, or watch a TV show and say to somebody, I know how that's going to end. So those are all, that's good on her lifeline. Then it shows that she has two guardian angels, and normal is one or two, so she's normal that way. But angels are people who've died since you've been born, and you may not know them. It could have been a great-grandfather, and she was 2 months old. It could be somebody in high school who had a crush on her and never admitted it, and they just got killed in a car wreck 2 weeks ago. So whoever it is, she's protected two ways, front and back. Then
wow.
God gives every... Huh?
Go ahead. Wow, that's incredible.
Okay. Well, God gives every one of us two animal guides when we're born, and they're little baby animals, and they grow up with us. So mine is an eagle and a wolf, and those are probably the two best you can get, because an eagle soars and takes you up, and a wolf is the best protector there is. So I don't know what her animal guides are, but she's protected in front and back with human angels and an animal on either side of her. So four ways protected is as good as you're going to get. That's like perfect. Then on her past lives, I always look under the lifeline, between the fingers and the lifeline. There's this pushy area that you can mush in with your fingers. And it shows that she's had eight past lives, and this is her ninth one. And 4 to 7 would be normal or average, so she's just one over, which is fine. I only give a lecture over 20, so 8 is nothing. So it means she was a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, a grandma, a grandpa. It changes each time that you come back. If you're a female one time, you got to be the male the next time. So what I found out of her 8 past lives, I only got a couple of them, but one, she was a 3-year-old female, and she drowned in a little swimming pool in a backyard. And one, she was an Indian boy, and she was 7. And another one, she was a Russian male soldier, and she was killed in battle. And those are kind of interesting.
Wow.
Then the love line. Oh, what? Sometimes I don't get past lives, and sometimes I do, and hers jumped right out at me, so I couldn't miss them. So the love line says she was busy from 16 to 20, you know, going out a lot. She got married in her early 20s, and she's still there. This woman found who she was supposed to find the first time, so she won't be back. She got her soulmate this time. So it took her 8 times coming back, looking, searching, trying to find that guy. This time they connected, and now she's finished. Then she has a lot of X's on her love line, and X's mean good luck anywhere except the lifeline. And the wishbone is what represents a marriage, and on her marriage she has enough X's for 92 of us. It's just loaded. So that means she has a very good relationship. The luck was with her in the beginning. It's always been there, and they both work at this at the wedding, at the marriage. They connected 5 out of 6 ways. Usually people only get a couple of them. So first they connected on communication, then on appearance and physical attraction. Then they were both spiritual, giving people. Then the sex was compatible, and then on religion. And those are all the ways people are supposed to connect. And so that's why she kept searching. She wanted all those qualities. Her work line shows she went from different jobs from 12 to 20, and that could have been babysitting or part-time jobs, or she was in college or school, and she worked a little bit in the summers. At 24 or 25, she had her first real challenge in work, so she must have been a college graduate by then. Now she has a career path, and she's looking towards retirement. And I think she's stopping at 62, not 65. And what she does at work is very important to her, and she puts out a lot of thought and energy, enthusiasm. Whatever she takes on, she finishes. She doesn't like stuff half done. She follows through. She has a personality that's not a quitter. And she's tired at the end of the day, but she pushes herself because she wants to be a completer, a finisher. Reproduction shows 4 children, 2 boys, 2 girls. That doesn't mean she had that. That's what she could have had. But the male determines what the female's egg is going to be. So she was even Steven, and I think she had 2 and stopped, and I don't know what they actually had. But it's not written in cement, because when you mate with somebody, they bring something to it, and it could change the eggs. and her bracelets are timelines. I've never seen anybody with so many worry marks. So from 0 to 25, she was shy. She didn't trust anybody. She was worrying all the time. And at 25, she just made a complete reversal. She changed. She reinvented herself, became strong and confident, attitudes about life and about herself. And she lost her shyness. All of a sudden, she was very outgoing. So 51 to the present is where she is now. She's no longer a worrier. She has wisdom beyond her years, and she's easy to be with. She can figure out people and places. She's fun to be with. Her friends like her. And she's already showing 75 years on the bracelets, and she isn't that old yet. So that means her lines came in early, which is a good sign. Mine come in as I live them. I get them as I need them. And early is always better. So what'd you think of that reading?
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That is incredible. I'm packing up and moving in with Janet.
Well, I read yours, and I didn't go quite that in-depth because you told me we were going to do five that night. So I just did a couple highlights on yours. I could go 4 hours on your hand.
Well, maybe you'll surprise me this evening and pull my chart up. Maybe later if we have time and stuff, but you've always been generous.
Well, I know your hand by heart anyway, so you can ask me anything you want. I don't even have to pull it up, but I know what it says.
I knew you knew that I had a twin. I just knew you did because you've had my
but I didn't. Yeah, but I didn't mention it because I thought it was a tragedy at birth, see? And I thought maybe you didn't even know it. I don't tell everything I see.
Well, it's interesting because my parents never did tell me, and so my family right now doesn't even know that I'm aware that I was a twin. So
they never let you know.
Now on Friday, and I went, oh my gosh, and it was so strange because the past year or so, I actually was walking around telling people I was a twin. But I had no concrete basis on
you just felt it, probably.
Well, he visits me at night, and at first I thought maybe it was my love of my life. My twin. But, you know, wow, that was incredible, Myrna Lou.
Oh, that was, I put a little time into that one. I have to admit, I probably spent an hour. Because that was a complete reading. I didn't even do any of the miscellaneous symbols. Those were just the five basic lines that I go through.
Oh, my gosh.
So the miscellaneous symbols, there's a million of them, and everybody doesn't have the same ones I have, but everybody has some of them. So we all have islands. That's times where you feel cornered or trapped in your life, and you have to finesse yourself out of it. It could mean a divorce. It could mean you hate your job and quit it. Everybody has dots, different places on their hand. That means they're stuck in a situation and trying to figure something out. There's just ESP, there's giving lines, there's a whole lot of different lines, symbols that I didn't even get into with that lady.
One of the things I wanted to ask you this evening, and I wanted to do it on air, and I hope you will forgive me for asking you this question, but I would actually like to offer you the opportunity of being a regular guest once a month on the show. And so I'll let you think about that, Myrna Lou, and if that feels right to you, because I get the real importance of the work you do. And then later on, once I get my TV show going and stuff, I would like for you to be a regular figure on my TV show as well.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Here's what I think. This is my 10th hour when we're done tonight with you.
Yes.
We've been on this will be my fifth time. At 2 hours at a clip, and we never run out of stuff to talk about.
I know.
You know that?
Yes.
So sometimes we get on a tangent about something. Sometimes we just hit on something lightly and then go on to something else. But I could probably do 100 hours with you and 4 hours of working up your hand because you have a lot of stuff there.
It's figures.
Not saying it in a bad way. You just have a lot of, you know, a lot of things that need to be delved into, and some of it shouldn't be on the air.
Well, and one of the things I've been very passionate about, and I had shared this with all the listeners earlier in the earlier show, is that I was really working on getting down to the core issues, and it was almost a personal mission and a It was something I felt I had to get done prior to my birthday.
Okay, you know why? I know why.
Why?
Because the age that you are, you're right at the point where you just needed to do that for your own self. It's for peace of mind, right?
Yes.
And when you hit a certain birthday, we won't mention which one, but when you hit a certain birthday, you suddenly, the antenna that we all have pop up and it says, okay, I'm going to handle this today. And that was it. You just decided to work on you.
Yes, and Elizabeth Summers was, you know, I had called her and asked her for insight as well, and she was wonderful. She gave me an actual, you know, 1 through 5 and listed all the different core issues that she actually saw. I was missing the number six.
Okay, so you're missing some of the numbers, yeah.
Yes, I was missing the 6, and so based on the missing number, she was able to give me the hidden core issues that was the undercurrent that was running in my life, and so she gave me that list, and I started working on it very passionately and saying, this is it, I've got to get down to the core issues. And that's where you have really played an important part in my life as well, because, you know, even though I may not have necessarily said it over the radio, it was making that impact on me, and I was paying attention.
Well, I was feeling it. I got it. I got it a long time ago. So let me tell you what my mission is, because you're saying your mission was to get this accomplished. Mine's to provide a nurturing, compassionate palm reading experience for everybody that I do. So I did a man here on Sunday who came for a private reading, and he's a chef in a culinary school, and like a professor, he teaches dessert making, a chef, and he was a really nice guy. He's the same age you are. Everything was wonderful, and all of a sudden he was blubbering and crying, and he needed a whole box of Kleenex just for him because I hit him right exactly in the solar plexus. I got him exactly. I hit it. And he goes, nobody knows me like that. And it was like I was right in his brain. I was right there. And so I helped him because when he walked out of here, he said, thank God I came to you.
Yes.
Because now I know where I'm going.
Yes.
And a lot of people are floundering around. They don't know what they're doing exactly.
Yes.
You know.
If the young lady from the Florida Keys is still listening, is, you know, one of the questions that she had actually asked Linda on the first hour show is why there were these same patterns repeating themselves. You know, that was happening.
Over and over. She keeps picking the same, she keeps picking the same type of relationship over and over?
Yes.
Because she has a wound that she didn't heal yet. You have to have the grieving time when you break up with somebody and you have a hole, like a wound, and that wound has to heal before you can jump into the next relationship, and she doesn't let it ever heal. I got that when I heard her voice.
See, in this, I knew, God, I got goosebumps all over me. So if you're still listening from the Florida Keys, I really encourage you to scan your palm. Send it to Myrna Lou. If Myrna Lou will say yes and come on more frequently to this show, then we'll be able to really dive in and give you some powerful information to help you be able to get on with your life and move forward, because that's what I get excited about. Don't you, Myrna Lou?
Yeah, I like to help people. And I have giant scrapbooks full of thank you notes and letters and stuff from people. And they all say, you're my inspiration. You know, thank you for helping me. Thank you for straightening me out. So I'm dieting all the time. So the guy that was the chef said, I'm going to make you the best dessert and bring it. And I said, oh, please don't do that. I'll eat it. You know, but he just wanted to thank me. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my emails right now, and I have to tell you, Eileen, who was on another show, sent me her hand. And
okay.
She's up here, and I'm looking at her hand, and I'd like to tell you what I found this time.
Okay.
Okay? So it says she's full of change, and I don't know if she admits this or not, but it says that she reinvented herself. So back when she sent it the first time was probably 9 months ago. And I looked at my computer, and there it was. I have it. And she had to resend it because it wasn't work. I couldn't read it the first time. All I got was a thumb. She didn't scan it right or something. So then when she sent it again, it says that she gives 110% in everything she does. She's determined. She follows through. She's a kind, loving, generous person, but people dump on her, and they suck her goodness dry because she doesn't stand up for herself enough. She needs to put up walls and protect herself from people who are users, you know, connivers, people who come up and just want to use you.
Yep.
She's practical. For instance, if she was looking for a dress to go to a friend's wedding and she wanted to look really like dynamite, and she sees a dress in her mind's eye, meaning she can project out, she's a visionary. She can see it. Then she might have to go to 5 stores to find it. So one day she sees it at Ross, you know, Dress for Less. She sees the same dress that she found at Dillard's, and it was like $189, and maybe she sees a knockoff for $29.95. She tries it on. It's a perfect fit. Nobody knows where that dress came from, and she looks like dynamite. See, so she sees it in her mind's eye. Then she goes out and makes it happen. She has a ski path running down the center of her palm, and only 1 in 100,000 people have that. And it's pretty neat because it means 2 people walk to the same drummer's beat, but they're independent. Nobody is a control freak. Nobody says, I forbid you to go fishing. And nobody says, don't you dare go to that library today. In other words, they both do their own thing, and then they meet that evening, and they're happy to be together. And it looks like she has the love affair of the century coming in. So, in a past life, it says she was a man, a woman, a boy, and a girl, and she had 7 past lives. So what it means is she's normal because 4 to 7 is average, but she's 700 years old. So I tell people, you know the men in the Navy that wear those pea coats with the big double-breasted buttons?
Yes.
And they have little anchors on them? She
I
has 7 anchor... Huh?
I actually own one of those.
I do, too. I have one, too. Well, anyway, she has 7 little button anchors, all implants in her system, and each one is a memory of one of those past lives. So if you think of it as the size of a button, but it's a complete memory of what who you were in all those other times. Her longevity shows 90 to 91, and she's strong, and she carries the genes that says her relatives might have been miners or farmers or whoever they were, they came across in covered wagons. And at the end of her life, she'll be self-sufficient, no burden to anybody, sharp as a tack, still taking care of herself. She'll never have a nursing home, a wheelchair, no Alzheimer's. That's worth $1 million right there. And I wish I had her palm. It's pretty good. But her health shows when she was young, around 4 or 5, she had a lot of ear, nose, and throat stuff, and then it straightened out. So I don't know if she got her tonsils out. I couldn't make that out from the scanned hand. But I think she should have if she didn't. Then she had her time a month, and they were hard from 14 to 21. Then they got better. And then around the early 60s, it looks like she's going to be going to the doctor, but she's not there yet. And then it's not anything life-threatening. It's going to last 3 or 4 years, and then it straightens up. So the only thing I see is normal aging with stiffness or arthritis. We all get that. On the love lines, it says that her hormones came in on time. She could have met somebody who swept her off her feet, but if she did get married, she's not now, and she's going to be again. It says that she's going to find somebody who supports her in her goals, and he might say, do whatever it is that gives your heart joy. And most people never get to hear that, so that's a pretty good thing. And that will be somebody who's a like, not an opposite. And she'll consider that she's lucky when she finds that person. And 1 out of 1 million people find it in the very first union. So she's not in the first union, but she's 1 in 100,000 with that ski track. And so if she's alone, I don't think it's going to be for much longer. Her palm is juicy, and it says there's somebody waiting in the wings. And you just have to go out and bump into them accidentally on purpose. And how you do that is you either volunteer, you take a class, you go to a group thing, you go to a church thing, and somebody there will notice you, and you just strike up a conversation, and that's how it starts. The soulmate symbol is on her hand, and this is weird. She has 2 of them. Most people only have 1, and it's down by the wrist, and she has a double. So she has 1 that she's already past the age, so she missed it, and there's another one coming up. So that's pretty neat. Isn't that neat?
Do you have a time frame on that, Myrna Lou?
It's between 50 and 62, let's say.
Okay.
And it's closer to the 60s. And I think she's like 55, so it's coming up. And I'm not God. It might be 56, you know. It's coming.
Right.
It says that she gets ideas formulated in her mind. And she's like a little human computer. So, and she could relocate if she wanted to, but she has to get all of her ducks set in a row. So let's say she met somebody who was visiting her town for work or something. They start up, and then they get together. She may have to relocate. So nothing is set in cement. Nothing's in stone. If you marry somebody, you go where they are. Then she carries the M symbol on her hand, and it stands for money, money, money. So I think she's going to marry somebody with some bucks. It represents survivor, and nobody better pull the wool over her eyes. That's one of the symbols that I didn't talk about before. And I have one in my hand that stands for $1.5 million, and hers is a lot bigger. So that's a nice thing to hear.
So the size of that has meaning as well, then.
Right, yeah. So in other words, she's going to be never look at price tags again.
Oh, sweet. But because Irene's been with a listener of this show since I started broadcasting way back when, and so I've gotten to really know her. Well, I don't like calling the listeners listeners because they're all my family. So,
yeah.
You know, I've really gotten to know her and everything that you've
Well, I hope she's liking, I hope she's listening and she likes this.
Oh, I know she will. I mean, my gosh. I mean,
well, I went a little more in depth with her this time than I did last time because I only had two of them. So I decided, okay, I'll do my hour on each one of them, you know, at home, my homework, not five-minute ones. So she has bracelets on the wrist, and she has enough for about 10 of us because usually you just have a couple rows on your wrist, and each one represents 25 years. And I counted a whole lot of rows on her, which tells me that she has a lot of things she was thinking over the years where she had to find solutions to problems or figure stuff out, and she did it.
Okay.
And so what I tell people is those look like your bracelets are made up of the letter C, you know, like ABC, but
right.
on the wrist they're kind of squished down and they look like a flattened C, and then they become the letter O, but they're still kind of flat. And the reason they call them bracelets is because it looks like links on a bracelet, and they all hook into each other.
Right.
She's full of links. She has a lot of them. So I hope Eileen liked that. That was her heavy-duty one.
Well, it's interesting because she has literally moved from Texas right here to Arizona. So she's
she did relocate already.
Yes. She made a huge change in her
life. And I said relocation, yeah. Okay, so she's starting over, in other words.
Yes. And
okay.
I mean at all levels. I mean, she is like she wiped the slate clean, and she did it with such beauty and grace. You know,
okay, let me tell you what change is to me. Change means it's constant and inevitable. It bridges science and spirit. It can be subtle or dramatic, but it's always happening. We need change because that's the reality of life. And the only power we have over ourselves is the power to change our thoughts, our actions, our life, right? So she changed her whole life by moving. So I tell people they're the master of their own fate and the captain of their soul. They, you know, nobody told her to move. She just wanted to, probably. So we have to have hope and faith, and you plant seeds for the future. And now she's in a new place, so she'd be the new kid on the block.
and it's in our blueprint as well. When we get, you know, certain stages in our lives, then we go through that period of making revamping everything around us, right?
Yeah, right. And she's at a little bit older than you, but she's at the same stage where she was. Change was necessary. She was stagnant in Texas.
Yes.
And so by moving to Arizona, it just shifted everything, and it caused it to go a little faster and a little more, and that's all good. See?
Yes, because now, okay, so can you give me some insight for her on, now that she's made this transition into Arizona, get some of the insight of what's going to transpire for her within this
Well, she
year.
Has to be the new kid on the block. If she, how long ago did she move there?
She's been in Arizona probably about 5-6 months now.
Right, and it takes a little while to adjust to everything new. So I would say she needs to get out there and accidentally, on purpose, bump into the right energy by volunteering or taking a class or doing different things that she doesn't normally do. You have to look inside yourself and say, what can I do that'll be challenging, stimulating, fun, where I can meet fun new people? And that's the beginning. Then, as if you try something and you don't like it, you don't go back, you know. So maybe she doesn't need to take horseback riding lessons at this age, but maybe she loves animals and goes to the zoo, see? And maybe
well,
the guy who...
What's interesting is that she owns a horse, and where she's living is on a horse ranch helping to assist in taking care of the other horses that are there. So, I mean, of course, that's her love, horses.
Well, then she should go to an art gallery where they have nothing but pictures of horses. Or go to a horse show or do something. Two like-minded people have to have something in common to start with. You know that.
Yes.
Okay? So horses could be what they have in common. Then, after you have something in common, you have to start up and you start telling each other different things and you start dating. So first you have to meet the person, then your friends, then you're dating, then you get intimate, then you might be at the next level and you move in with each other, and maybe that's how it's going to happen. But it'll be easy. When it's somebody from a past life, and that's what it's showing, she's going to get her soulmate. A past life person already had bickering, fighting, competition, sexual tension in a past life. This time you don't need any of that. So it's just easy. You meet somebody and you go, God, I feel like I've known you all my life. See?
And that's what's going to happen with my soulmate as well, isn't it?
Right, yep. Yep,
and
you're due, too.
Real close.
I said you're due. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
See, you're just now starting to break through to your full potential because you have goals and you're achieving, but you're always, remember I said that you're always, jumping from one thing to another because you just can't sit still.
Yes.
And you have a lot of enthusiasm, and some of your ideas are good and some of them don't work, but that's the way it is with everybody. But at least you're looking forward. You're not looking back. You want to be looking ahead. So you're always discovering new things you could do or things you might want to try, or like your TV thing, or, you know, you're reclaiming your dreams and you're enhancing your own power. So the excitement is in the transformation that you're making because of the choices that you make. See? And in Eileen's case...
It's interesting because this past Saturday I was invited to a barbecue out in the middle of an Indian reservation up in the desert. I mean, there was nothing around us. And so I went, and a Yakupai elder had come in for this particular barbecue. And so as things are unfolding, you know how people mingle, and it was chit-chatting, and we were eating and stuff like that, and all of a sudden this Yakupai Indian comes and sits down next to me, and he said, I've got a message for you that I want to give you. And I said, okay. He actually said to me, you're actually by nature a very shy person. And
you
I
are?
And I said, yes, how did you know that? He says, I could see that about you. I said, well, does people around me realize that I'm a very shy person?
I don't think you are.
No, nobody has a clue that you're a shy individual. He says, but that's not the message I came to give to you. He said, the past 7 years... You have been going through an incredible test, major test time for you. And he says, I needed to let you know that you just graduated through the eye of the needle.
Oh, my God. So that's why I said you're just, I told you one time that you're just on the cusp, you're ready to pop.
Yes.
And that's the same thing he's saying. I'm saying it a different way. So you're just coming into your own at this age, see?
That's what
you had to go through
saying.
7 years of what you went through to get to here. And now you're starting to reap the rewards of the seeds that you planted.
Yes, he said, you just graduated. And he says, another thing I want you to understand is I'm really hoping to convey this to you, the importance of the graduation you just made, he said. We, all of us experience different challenges in our life, which are, we're actually being tested. And he says, most of us don't always make it through the eye of the needle.
No, probably nobody does. Yeah.
And he said, but I need to let you know that you just graduated.
Oh, he thought you should have passed it, yeah.
He said you went through the eye of the needle. And he says, and you really need to understand what this really means for you.
Well, did you get that?
Yes.
I mean, were you, like, dumbfounded when he said that?
Yes.
I mean,
this was one of those where I was kind of, like, fumbling all over myself, and I was trying to get words out, but, you know, I think
7 years where you've come from, and then you'll know that the test is over. You passed.
Yes.
See?
He
That's
said,
what it means.
Yeah.
You went through all kinds
and
then he
said to me, so you are already seeing the shifting going on around you, he says, but brace yourself. Because now there's going to be massive changes in your world.
Okay. So now you know you've been warned. That's why the antenna has to come out. You have to be aware, but you have to be able to grab on when something comes, too. See, like every single day I get an offer to do something, and some things are a little bogus, and I know it, because being psychic, we know. And some things are so good you can't pass them up, and I never say no unless it's really a weird thing.
Well,
but
that
you get
was
all
the
kinds
next
of...
comment he made to me, Myrna Lou, because he said to me, he said, these changes that are about to explode around you are very positive changes.
Okay.
You are coming into your own. He says, but don't ever forget the word discernment.
Yeah, that's what I said. You can't say yes to everything, but you can't say no to everything either.
Yes,
so you have to think it through.
He said there won't be many things coming your way. He says, but don't forget to use your discernment because there will be some things that will be not good for you, and there'll be others that are real true blue and fly with it.
Yeah, that's what we all have to do though. So it has to do with. A lot of different things, but mainly you have to make the right choices. That's what he's telling you.
Let me ask you this then. What do you feel when he said to me, you just graduated going through the eye of the needle? What is
it'd be like the storm, like you had a storm for your life and now the calm is here. You're past the storm. That's the way I look at it. You know, you've had a lot of things happen to you in the last 7 years. We all have, but you had more than some people. So what happens is you bounced. You came through it. Aren't you a bouncer?
Yeah, oh yes.
Okay. So what happens is you're down, then you're up, then you're down, then you're up. So now you're on the upswing. And he said, the downs are finished. You came through it all. The test is over. That's what he means by that.
He said, and then he got up. And then he turned around and he said, do you not see that things are already changing around you? And I looked at
him. You should feel that every day.
And I said, yes, things have. And it's been interesting because things have been like falling into place. And synchronicity has really been playing big time with me.
Yeah. And the more you learn, the more you want, right?
Yes.
Aren't you learning something every day?
Oh, every day.
I know that. So the more you get, your brain goes, ooh, I want that too. Oh, that would be good. And you just keep on learning more and more. So what it is your soul's vision. It's a new level of happiness or wholeness that you're coming into.
said to me, well, then he had to turn around and he said this to me before he left. He says, well, he says, isn't it nice to know that you graduated from high school, now you're in college?
Oh, I think you're way beyond that. See, because now you're reclaiming your dreams and you're enhancing your power. And there's excitement and transformation, and that's where you are. You're transforming right now.
Yes.
See,
and
the future is up to you.
At all levels, including my physical body.
Oh, that's changing too?
Yes, it is.
Huh. So you just got a lot taller?
Yes. And
does
you know,
feel taller?
I have to tell you, the form of my head is changed so drastically. I mean, it's really changing. There are things on my head now that I went, wait a minute, this doesn't feel like my head that I was born with. The bone structure is actually changing.
Well, I just think that you're taller. From what I read in your hand, you're standing taller. And you're not a tall person to begin with, but I mean, you're standing with your head up, you know, and you're facing the world taller.
Yes.
So I think you're breaking through to your full potential because you have goals and you're achieving them and you're developing and maintaining your self-esteem. And life has to be lived creatively, and I think that's what you do. And you're tapping into your joy because you made peace with yourself, right?
Yes. And you know what was so profound about it is when I was working with the doctor, we worked about 15 minutes, Myrna Lou. Now, I was only able to clear like 20% of, you know, why I had chosen not to appreciate me as an individual because of the death of my twin, and then I felt guilty and all that stuff, and so I made the decision to check out in this lifetime. But now that that is said, immediately the very next day, I mean, it was so obvious that the shift that took place in that short period of time, and I knew it was done.
Well, your brain accepted. See, you said you got 20% in 15 minutes with him, so the other 80% you're working on your own.
That is correct, absolutely, because I walk around going and looking myself straight in the eyes, saying, I love myself, and now I stay.
Right, because now you get it, see?
Yes.
But you get you is what it is. So palmistry is sort of psychology when you think about it. And you're talking about psychology right now.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And it has to do with the psyche and the person's brain that you're working with and all that. So normally when I do a reading, if somebody's next to me, I can touch them or feel their handwriting or something, and I can go in that way. When it's a scanned hand, I can't touch them, but I can interpret the lines the way I see them. So
let me ask you this, Myrna Lou. Is there anything else in my palm that you would have liked to have shared with me? Can you share those with me this evening?
You want me to pull it up right now and look again?
Sure.
I'll just pull it up and take a look and see. If there's anything I have never told you.
Yes, and we have to get Mr. D with BBS Radio to send you his palm.
Yeah, I thought that would be fun, and I would take a look at it, you know.
Yes.
What I'm doing is getting your hand up here. I have it in my Word file, not in the emails, because I saved it a different place. So just a minute.
Okay, so Don, if you're Mr. D, if you're listening to me, maybe you'll consider doing that. And
well, he's the one that said he was a twin, isn't he? Didn't he say he was a twin?
He is a twin. Yes, he is.
Okay, you thought I didn't remember that, huh?
It's always been so interesting too, because I've always been fascinated over twins, only to find out as this memory started to come forward.
Oh, here, I have that you have street smarts, not necessarily school smarts.
Okay.
Right? And then I
yes.
said, you're actually Mother Nature because your feet are on the ground and you care about humanity, community, the environment, animals, people. Some people only care about themselves. And they go, oh, you can now read me. I have arrived. I don't like that. Those are the ones who go, call me. And I don't like that either. You know, because they're fake. They're phonies. I like real people, and you're real. Let's see. You're going to be one of the ones who lives between 120 and 130 years because you're not you're around the cusp of the 50-year mark where people under 50 get to do that. Let's see. Your love line shows your connection's coming soon. I told you that.
Yeah.
And then it might be somebody from your past who comes back and reunites with you. And you go, oh, my God, 20 years we've missed each other and now we're back together. Or it could be somebody from way past in another lifetime, but you'll recognize them not physically, but your internal system will go, I'm home. It's called the call home.
Yes.
Let's see, on your work line it says you're a workaholic. You're never, there's never too much for you. You just always keep on going. You're like the Energizer Bunny. You could be up all night writing or doing something. You forget all about time because you're a goal setter and you're determined and focused. And you can take on a heavier workload than most people. And it says you're not really stubborn, just a little bit.
Well, that is true. I actually, because, you know...
Actually, you're not so stubborn. It's more determined than stubborn.
That's correct. And, see, most people think because I'm a Taurus, oh, my God, Tauruses are known for being stubborn, right?
Well, guess what? I'm a Scorpio. I win on bad stuff.
I'm not really a stubborn person.
Okay, so now I'm looking at your next thing because I got your left hand now. Okay, let's see. It says you've come 1,000 miles since May of last year. You know, you're 1,000. You're 1,000% different than you were before.
Yes.
Would you admit that?
Oh yes, I am.
Okay, you're not who you were when you started your first radio show.
Nope.
And it's because you grew. And I remember when we started this conversation, I said growth and not stagnant is what we want. You want to be growing. So what I think is when the person you're supposed to end up with this time, you get married, you're going to bring something to the relationship, they'll bring something, and then you'll grow together, and then you'll both learn something new together. Because you need somebody who doesn't know it all, who wants to learn something every day, too. And you can run and run and run, but if you're not running with an like and it's with an opposite, it's going to not work out. Sometimes opposites complement each other, but then they get so far apart, they're like two different poles apart. You really need a like this time. You need somebody who goes along.
It takes but a month for me to figure that part out when it's just not clicking. But what's really interesting, too, Myrna Lou, is that I noticed the past month, a couple months, I've really let go of a lot of people around me.
Right, the ones that were the users.
Yes.
Or the ones that were sucking you dry, yeah.
Yes.
Let's see, I'm looking to see if there's anything I didn't tell you. Well, your friends like you, the ones that are true blue friends, because you're who you are and you're not difficult to be with. So they like you because you're easy. You know, you're fun. You get bright ideas. When you end up with the right mate, he'll go along with all your work ideas, and he'll be right there beside you through thick and thin, 100%.
Woohoo, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we all want. So you're right now it says you're lonely.
Yes, I am. Now, it's interesting because I have my house is full of masters and angels and all those guys, and I love them. I appreciate them. But sometimes, like last night, I had an angel walk up to me, and they put their hand to my hand, and I could feel that electrical pulse that went between us.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just would be nice to have someone in the physical.
Right. Well, if you're watching TV and you see a funny movie, you can't tell the angel wasn't that funny. They're not going to answer you. But if you have a partner sitting there, here's the example. We're married 11 years, together 14, and my husband and I had one date. I'm waiting for the second one. When we watch a movie and we have a family room, we sit with an Afghan thrown over both of us because it's kind of cold downstairs. We have popcorn on our lap between us, and we're holding hands with the other hand, so we have to eat popcorn with one hand. Isn't that cute? We're still on our honeymoon.
I get it. I really get that.
But we're on our honeymoon, get it? We're still very loving and giving, and, you know, if the Afghan falls off my shoulder, he fixes it. And we're watching the movie, and we're laughing and giggling all the time, and we're like two peas in a pod. Now, he had his hip done. He had a hip replacement in January, and
yes.
It was horrible. And I almost lost him, and I was a widow once before, and I sure didn't want to be again, and I had a premonition something bad would happen. And they had him in ICU, and I was the advocate. I was there yelling at the nurses, do this, do that, get in here. And if I didn't, he wouldn't be here.
Sometimes
so
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, he said he appreciates me because he said, I was like out of it, but I could hear you yelling at them, get in here, there's blood all over the floor. Somebody kicked the bag where he was getting a blood transfusion, and it ran all over the floor. And he needed every drop of it because he lost so much blood in the surgery. And so the nurse said, I'm having my coffee break. And even nurses get a break. And I said, this is ICU. You get yourself in there right now or I'm reporting you. And I did report her. And she went in and said, oh, I'll have to get a janitor to clean it up, won't I? And I said, well, what about taking care of my husband first? Then we'll worry about the janitor.
That's right.
And they wouldn't give, huh?
That's right.
But that's what a true partner does. You're there for them. You know, you're there, and you need somebody in your corner who's there for you.
Yes, because, you know, most of the listeners know that I was married before, and it was really interesting because my former husband had said to me, he made this comment to me when we were still married, and he said, now, Lay, he says, the honeymoon is over.
Yeah, see, you should never be over if it's a good dream. There's days I want to kill my husband. Don't misunderstand. There's times I want to throttle him right by the neck till he doesn't breathe. And the next day I love every hair on his head. But it's because that's normal. You know, everybody has that. You have days where they irritate you or you're annoyed or they say you're annoying. And then the next day you're giggling and laughing and you're back where you were.
Yes,
so the balance is
you need to be in balance. I knew the moment he said that to me.
The wedding was finished.
Was
yeah, the wedding was over and the marriage was over because he didn't think that you were still in the fun stage or the, I call it the good stage. Well, you know what? The book I wrote on Soulmate Connections, it's called Soulmate Connections, and that's what my TV show is too. But the subtitle is what gets everybody's attention. And it says, everything you ever wanted to know about relationships, love, romance, and soulmates. And I sell a zillion of this book, and it's also through Infinity Publishing, and they sell a lot of it too. But I don't think it'll ever go out of print because it's timeless. You know, there is no timeline on soulmates. If somebody's got one, they're happy. If they don't have it, they're looking and searching. And so can I just read a little bit out of here?
Oh, yes, absolutely, because I love
okay. it. I know you read it. I sent it to you. Well, the one thing that's really important in any relationship is a checklist of mistakes not to make this time, because we've all made them. So the first one is when people don't ask enough questions. When you meet somebody, you got to make sure they're really not married, that they're free, they're not going to saddle you with their debt, you know, different things. You just have to find it all out. Are they healthy? Then you can't ignore the warning signs of potential problems. If you go out with somebody and they don't give you eye contact and they're looking at everybody else in the room and not you, that means there's something wrong there and you don't want to be with that person. Then you can't compromise prematurely. You can't give in to blind lust right away. So if somebody really appeals to you and you're just dying to go to bed with them, you don't do it. You make their tongue hang out and you just wait until, you wait until it gets to the point where you... when you're at the right place in the relationship, you shouldn't give in right away. And that's like giving in to seduction. And then I don't think anybody should put commitment before compatibility. So you don't say yes to somebody until you know you're really able to live with that person or be compatible with them. But then I came up with a thing called 15 qualities to look for in a soulmate relationship. And after I wrote the book, and it's been out since 2004, and I still have plenty of copies because I sell them too, I came up with more after I wrote this, and now I probably have 20 qualities, and most people know 4 or 5 of them. But the first one is the commitment to learning and personal transformation. That's right where you are right now.
Yes.
The second one is to be emotionally open and compassionate. Then integrity and honesty is important. Maturity, responsibility. Person has to have good self-esteem and be self-confident. That's where you are now. Self-improvement, meaning you learn something every day and work on yourself. Having a positive attitude. Sharing ideas, opinions, feelings. Trustworthiness, somebody who's sensitive, passionate, has pride in themselves, good self-image, somebody cooperative, and then it has to have sexual chemistry. Then after I wrote this, I came up with what happened to sense of humor. I forgot to put that in there. That's really important, too. Right?
Yes, because that's important.
And if a person isn't your friend to start with and you don't have friendship to balance it with to start with, there's something wrong, because you have to be best friends with the person that you end up with, and that should be a soulmate is your best friend. So it's the glory of friendship is not in the outstretched hand, nor the kindly smile, nor the joy of companionship. It's in the spiritual inspiration that comes when one discovers somebody else believes and is willing and trusting you. You want somebody to believe in you and be your champion in your corner, going, yay, I'm for you, I'm proud of you, right?
Yes.
So I think life is a reflection on all of our previous lifetimes, and all experience is evaluated, and we take it into consideration in looking at each other's personality. So, and here's what Cahill Gilbrand said, think not that you can direct the course of love, for love, if it finds you worthy, directs your course. You don't get to direct traffic, in other words. And then soulmates connect on three different levels. First is desire, then comes intent, then you have to have true love. And a soulmate union teaches support for both partners. So one may be supportive, the other one better be too, or it doesn't work. And here's the best one. Love makes time pass, and time makes love pass.
Ooh, yes.
See, because when you're lonely, time hangs heavy on your hands, and you run all the time, and you're busy, but you don't have that love in your life that's supporting you and saying, I'm in your corner, babe, I'm here for you. And then I tell people if they don't risk, like Eileen, you have to risk in order to gain, and that's true with respect to soulmates, too. You have to enter into different things and try different, you know, go different places and see, because socializing is the beginning. And then if you go to a class and it's all kids, you get out. You don't go back. But if it's something good, you keep going back.
Well, one of the things I noticed, too, is, and I think this is important for all women out there, is that, you know, we all have the same desire is to have someone special in our lives. But I noticed, even for myself, when I was much younger, you know, I was too quick to jump into a relationship. And that's
right, everybody does.
Pardon me?
Well, everybody does it. You jump in quick because you go, somebody wants me. Oh, good. You know, and then you go, oh, what did I do?
Yes.
And then you break up. But, you know, when you're young, you don't have the wisdom of having lived, and like I know a lot more now than I did when I was 20. You know, I got married at 20. I was almost 21. And I said, I can do this. It's hard.
Yes, it is.
You know, then I got married when I was 42 and also at 53, and it's hard every time. It's never easy, but you have to put yourself out. You have to put the other person first.
And that was one of my biggest concerns, you know, once my own mate came in. I went, oh, my goodness, you know, I've been doing my own thing for so long, you know.
But it doesn't matter. You could have done it for 100 years. If it's supposed to happen, your hand says it's supposed to happen. I told you, I dance at your wedding. That's what I think is going to happen.
Everybody, I'm going to invite all the listeners to the call.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a big one, I'll tell you that. So it's got to be a true friend, see? So it has to be somebody you're friends with first. And a friend is somebody who's there for you when they'd rather be someplace else, but they'll be there for you because you need them.
Yes.
So I tried out for a radio show one time. It was called Who Wants to Be a Radio Show Host? And there were 600 applicants, and I came in second. Well, my husband was so nervous. It was at a convention center here in Denver. And so I made the top 15, and he said, oh, well, ha, ha, ha. So I said, out of 600, that's pretty good. Then I made the top 5, and he was pacing the floor back and forth and back and forth. I said, what's wrong? He said, I'd rather be shooting my gun out on the range. Why am I here? And I said, I think you're here to support me. He said, oh, yeah, that's right. Then I made the top two, and I had to go back the next day and do a half-hour show by myself. And the other person did a half-hour show, and I didn't win. I came in second out of 600. He gave up his whole weekend to do that for me. And that's what you do. You do things that you don't really want to be there, but you do it because you know the other person needs it.
Yeah.
See, and you don't have anybody there for you right now. I mean, you have a lot of people there, but you don't have the special one there.
Yes,
so
yes.
I love my book, and you could tell, because the first 17 pages is all that stuff like what I'm reading now, but there's 46 love stories in here of people that I've read, and every one of them is a hint where somebody could go to accidentally, on purpose, bump into their soulmate. And it starts out with Irma Bombeck, and I know you know who that is.
Oh, yes.
Okay, she was a famous writer, and I read her when I was 16, and she was 23.
Oh,
I've been doing this for 57 years. I've been reading for 57 years.
That's
so right
amazing
now,
to me, Myrna Lou.
Well, I write them all down.
This is important for me. I want to ask you this. I mean, how did you initially get started in reading palms? But I also want to understand, you know, you could have gone, because there's all different types of palm reading, and what made you choose the Asian Oriental type of...
Well, I didn't choose it. What happened was I was in the fourth grade. I took two buses. I had a transfer to go to the hospital where my mother was a nurse. I could have walked home from school. It was only six blocks. Instead, I went all the way across town, got to where my mother was a nurse, showed up, and we got out of school, I think, at 2:30, and it was 3 o'clock by the time I got there. And I said, I'm here. I want to ride home. And I wanted private time just with my mother. And she was a charge nurse in the hospital, and she had the key for the narcotics cabinet. And she said, I can't leave the next shift. Forgot to show up. It was a small osteopathic hospital in Dayton, Ohio. So she said, I have to stay 8 more hours. So I got noisy, and I got antsy, and I started saying, I hate hospitals. It smells like sick people and medicine. This is horrible. And I was carrying on, and she just grabbed a book off of the volunteer wagon where the candy stripers take them around to the rooms. And she said, here, sit down and read this book. And she didn't look at the title. She didn't look at anything about it. If she had looked at it, she would never have given it to me, she said. But anyway, I sat down. It was a book on Oriental palmistry written in 1895 by a Chinaman. And I sat there and read that whole book for 8 hours. I think she gave me dinner. And I think I sat on a brown leather couch, I remember. But I read it and read it, and I didn't get one thing out of it except every page had a picture, and I studied the pictures, you know, and the diagrams. And I went back every day for...
To understand either, the picture.
No, palmistry is hard. But I went back every day for 6 months and read a little bit more, and all of a sudden it opened up like a tunnel. You know how when you study for a final?
Yes.
And I went, oh, my God, I get it. So I ran and read my sister right away. She was six. She was in first grade. And I read her hand, and I understood it. Then I read the mailman. Then I read the milkman. Then I read my cousins. Then I started reading kids on the block. Then I read my teachers. And I was pretty good. Even for 10, I would get a couple things right. By the time I was 16, I was the most popular kid in my class. And when I went to college, wait till you hear this, I went to college, Ohio University, Athens, Ohio. There were 41 fraternities and sororities, and I was invited to 40 of them to be their entertainer of the evening and read palms. In those years, I charged $1 a hand. Now I charge 80, but that was back, you know, a long time ago. And so I would sit for sometimes 5-10 minutes with somebody for a buck. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
But this is even funnier. Some of the people that I read who went to college with me have emailed me. And they said, I just saw you on, you know, the computer, or I saw you on classmates.com. Remember me? And then I started thinking about it, and I do know who they were. And they said, you read my hand in the this da-da-da-da-da fraternity or whatever. Isn't that funny?
Wow. Well, that whole flight was so important. I was so thrilled when you said yes, when I had asked if you would come onto the show with me. And it's really because I've always been very big about breaking down the walls of illusion.
Yeah, well, see, this palmistry has a bad rap sometimes because the gypsies use it,
yes,
and the people who are, the untruthful people who say, I will pray for you, I will light a white candle, I need $300. I hate that because that makes the rest of us look bad.
That's right.
You know? And I don't do stuff like that. In fact, I tell people, one reading, you're done with me, you never have to come back, and some people go, oh, no, I need an update. Well, it takes 6 months for a line to move. So I tell them, okay, wait 6 months or a year, and then you can call me again. Well, my phone rings off the hook because people say, you read me 5 years ago. My name's Mary. And I go, I know 500 Marys. Tell me what I told you. And they start telling me about their hand, and I go, Mary! I remember who it is. Isn't that funny?
Yes. Well, and that part was so important for me because, you know, I like breaking down those walls of illusion. There's so many things out there that we've taken a bad rap for because
that's it. When people look at my website and they go, oh, you look so normal. You look like a regular person. Well, I am a regular person. It's just I have psychic ability a little bit, you know. And I know how to interpret the
line. I think it was a device to get us, all of us, to change our attitude in the way we chose to look at palm reading or any other modality, because if I could make you think negatively about something, then you would be less likely to find out the information that you held within your own hands that could be a powerful tool for you as you continued on your journey in this life.
Well, that's the thing. See, there are negative people. I'm just real upbeat. I think I'm 30 in my head, so I'm a 30-year-old full of energy. And so I don't like negativity. And when somebody is a black energy or negative around me, I get away from them. That's what you have to do.
So you're going to disappoint tonight to tell me as well that you don't have a bone thread through your nose and your hair.
No. Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
And you don't have those long fingernails that curl, you know, do a couple of twirls.
Have you looked at my website lately?
Huh?
You probably haven't looked at it lately. I have a new picture up there from the cruise we went on in December.
Well,
I lost
actually,
30 pounds.
I got it up on my show page. I put a wealth of information about
the
zoo. I got your brand new picture of your beautiful self.
In the black dress.
I got all your books posted up there as well, your website, your email address, everything.
Oh, good. And so what is your website?
My personal website is...
No, I mean, I know that, but I mean, how would I look at what you wrote up there?
Oh, once you go on to bbsradio.com,
yeah,
you scroll down the show schedule, and you
right,
see Universal
Find
Spiritual
yours.
Connection.
Uh-huh.
Click onto that, and it directly takes you to my show page.
Oh, okay, I'm going to look at your show page. Okay.
Okay.
I might do it when we're done. I don't have to do it while I'm on the air with you. But what I would like to do is tell people about all three of my books real quick here.
Yeah.
Tell them how much they cost because maybe they'd like to buy it if they don't want to look up my website and look for them. I don't do PayPal, so they have to send me a check. So the Soulmate Connections book is my favorite one. I'm in love with that one. And it's $12.95 and $2 shipping. So it's $13 and $2. The one I wrote, and that one has Irma Bombeck in it and all the hints of how to find a soulmate and all that. The one called The Diary of a Palm Reader has Phil Donahue in it. But when I called him up, I said, hello, Phil, you probably don't remember me. I'm a voice from your past. I'm writing a book. I'd like to include you in my book. I'm doing in a journal here a diary of all different people that I've read. And he goes, hello, Myrna. He knew my voice because it's kind of low and distinctive, and I haven't changed over the years. So he wouldn't let me use his name because he said he was going to make a big comeback. And I wrote that book in 2004. Well, he tried to come back, and it didn't work. So I wasn't allowed to use his name. So I call him Phil D., who married that girl, And anybody that watched TV in the 70s knows who that girl is. And that's Marlo Thomas, whose father was a champion for St. Jude Hospital, and he was a comedian, and that was Danny Thomas. So Phil D is in the book, and I'm the first person who told him when he was in high school he would be the first talk show host on television, and he was.
Wow.
So how about that?
That's incredible.
I saw that when he was 17 years old, and I was 16. And I told him that, and he said, well, that would be nice. And then he went and did it. So I don't know if I gave him the idea or if it was supposed to happen or what, but it was on his hand.
Now, wasn't that the, it came through you the first time I heard that I about TV? But didn't it come through you?
Right, I told you you're going to be on television. Yep, I told you you're going to have your own show. Yeah. That's exactly right. I told you that the very first time I was on a show with you. And then I said, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You're going to have so many things happening. It's going to all start popping at once, but you have to pick and choose because some of them might not be so kosher. After you get into them, you'll know.
Yeah.
Or you know, after you do a little exploring and checking stuff out.
And let's talk real quick about your other book as well.
Okay, and then the first book that I wrote was, I wrote it in 1996, and it was channeled, and it's called May I See Your Hand, Palm Reading for Fun and Profit. And what happened was one night I went downstairs. We have a three-story house, and I went to the bottom floor, 11 o'clock at night, had a nightgown on. My husband was sleeping up here. And I went down and started writing on a yellow tablet, never even put the light on, just sat in the dark. And anybody that knows me knows I'm afraid of the dark, and I never do things like that. But that day I didn't turn a light on. And every time I filled the page, I ripped it off the notebook and threw it on the floor. And I didn't realize I was writing a book. Then I was really hot, and I came upstairs and went to bed. The next
now
day I went to work.
How old were you, Myrna Lou, when, this,
when, I
when
did
you
that?
First started writing?
10. I was writing short stories even then in the fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
I've always been writing. So what happened was I went to bed. Next day I went to work, picked up the two stepkids after school, did a load of laundry, looked in my utility room into my palm reading room where I do, where I, you know, read people. And there was papers all over the floor, strewn everywhere. And I started screaming bloody murder for my husband. And he came running in there and he said, what's wrong? And I said, I think we've been robbed. My room is all messed up. And he takes a look and he goes, well, no, you know what this is? And I go, no, what? He says, it's your handwriting. So then we played the game called concentration, and we took all those sheets out into our family room. That's a big L-shaped room. We learned, turned them all upside down, and then we matched them up. He yelled, I have a thumb. And I go, I got a baby finger. No good. And he go, I have a baby finger. And I say, where? Here's the other sheet. And we put it together. And took me 100 hours to get it on the computer right, so it was. But I wrote it in two.
Wow.
And that book, I was called for Oprah 3 times so far to go on. And so far I'm waiting on a date, and I never got one. But because the publisher was called Woman in the Moon, and she's now out of business, but she had written to Oprah's show, to the producers, and so did I. And I didn't know she wrote, and she didn't know I wrote. And they looked at the book. We both sent them a copy of the book, I guess. And they had 12 producers. And I got a call one day, and this woman said, I'm a scout, a talent scout for the Oprah show. But she didn't tell me that. She just said, I'm calling from, she was calling me from Pennsylvania. And I thought Oprah was in Chicago, so I didn't tie it up at the time. And she said, we have to talk to you to see if you'd be good for this show or not. And I'm naive, and I thought they had a phone, you know, and they were passing it off to each other as they came in the office. And instead, they were all sitting at a big conference table with a thing in the middle. And this is 1997, and I guess I wasn't with it at the time. I didn't catch on. So I started reading them all by their voice inflection because I couldn't see their hand. And the first one, I said, gee, 26 years old, you have a very prestigious job. Why are you sneaking around at lunchtime putting resumes in all over? She got fired that afternoon. Then the guy next to her was 55, and I said, I see you're writing a book. He said, yes, I am. I said, I don't think I do a tell-all about the people I'm working with until I didn't work there anymore. He got fired. So out of 12 producers, they were down to 10 in one day. And then I got called 2 more times, but I've never got a date yet. So I don't think they like to put psychics.
Well, Well, let me ask you this, because you just made a comment. Are you telling me that you can actually read people's voices as well?
Yeah. Well, I read their personality, you know. And so when somebody's talking, I can pick up from the voice inflection if they need back surgery or if they're, you know, really miserable at home or if they just had a fight or something. I get it. I think that's what psychic is, isn't it? You can read people.
I hear these little voices in my head.
Well, a voice in your own head is different than the voices that somebody else is, you know.
I'm just kidding. But I'm curious, so what do you pick up with my own voice when I'm on
the
radio?
The same thing that I got. You're a true blue. You're who you say you are. You know, either you like you or you don't, but that's it. There's no fun and game stuff or funny business with you.
Yeah.
See?
That is very
And I'm pretty down to earth, you know, I'm a regular down to earth person too, so I always gravitate to people that are like me. I don't like the ones that are real superficial or phony.
Yeah. And you can see them coming, can't you?
I can feel them. If I'm in the room with somebody who's one of those, call me, let's do lunch, they're real fakey, you know, I don't like it. So I never call them and I don't do lunch.
Well,
and then if somebody who doesn't.
How in the world, with as busy as you are, because I know that you do a lot of readings for people all over the world.
I do a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I know you do. I mean, you're like me. You got your hands in the pot.
Well, let me tell you, Saturday I went to a women's group and I gave a talk, and it's the first time I ever had to go to this town, so they gave me directions, and it was about an hour from here. I got there and I was all set and did my talk and showed my TV show. I have a demo tape I always show. And then I did readings and they loved it. And these people are all healers and energy workers and body workers and stuff. And I read every one of them and I was there from 11 to 1, you know, little mini readings.
Right.
Plus I gave the lecture from 10 to 11. Then it was time to leave and they didn't want me to go.
So how in the world do you find time to write?
Well, that's the problem. I have to write at night, 2 o'clock in the morning. So for 3 weeks, I wasn't sleeping at all because I wanted to get my next book finished, and I got it done. Now I'm sending query letters out and proposals.
So I'm holding you up by not finishing up my
Oh, no, I'm not, because I can throw that on anytime. No, I'm going to ask a few people, but I thought I would have you from radio, and I have somebody from when I do fairs, and somebody when I do lectures, and somebody, you know, I'm going to have a lot of different stuff. So
well,
that isn't holding.
I am extremely
You're busy, too. I didn't expect you to do it. You know, you couldn't do it in 5 minutes. I knew that.
Yeah, I was really honored that you asked me.
I thought, what a perfect person to have. I know that you'll write something from the heart, and it'll be good, you know.
Oh, yeah,
so,
and it'll be what I feel and what I've learned about you and your work and the power that it's had, you know, because I get emails from the listeners. I listen to their comments that they make, and it's, my part of my joy is to see other people's joy and their lives change because they were willing to be responsible and accountable for their own growth.
Well,
I mean,
that's
I,
it, see.
It's like
that's
saying,
why you pick who you pick
you
to be on your show.
But you can't make them drink it.
Yeah, but that's why you pick the stars that you pick to be on your show. You know, you have Elizabeth, or you have the one you had in front of me tonight, or you pick people that you know are going to be true blues like you are, right?
Yes.
And so you're picky about who you're going to have. So let me just get back to the books for a minute. So
okay.
The Diary of a Palm Reader has 42 encapsulated stories of murderers, kidnappers, embezzlers, UFO stuff, Holocaust victims, cancer victims, all kinds of stuff, murder, love lost, love found, one of everything, because I see it all. And that one's $11.95. And the last one, which is called May I See Your Hand, there's a special I want to do for your listeners. It's $19.95, and when I go on your show, I always offer it for $15, and it's a how-to book, but it's even if you didn't want to do it except for your own self, it's fun to have. It's got diagrams and pictures and graphs and all kinds of stuff in there, but I wrote it so simple, you know, because you read it. I wrote it so that it's like talking to me.
Yes.
You know, anybody can understand it, and it's not complicated like Hindu-Indian. It's just very simplified.
Well, what I refer to as a clean writer. I mean, you pick up your book, it's easy to read and understand.
But doesn't it sound like me in the room with you talking?
Yes.
See, that's the way I wanted it to be.
That I wanted to make, because it's like, you know, I'm sitting in the living room, we're having, it's like what we're doing right now, we're having this wonderful conversation with each other, and it's like when you had that opening, when you first started studying to read palms, you didn't get it.
Well, I didn't because I was 10 years old and it was complicated, but what I do is dissect it line by line so that anybody who knows me knows that I'm going to teach it when I read somebody. So when, like that man that was here who's the chef, I taught him when he walked out of here after he calmed down, he said, I can read everybody of my students now because I understand it. So he's going to look at their hands, not letting them know he's doing it. He's just going to sneak looks and see what he can come up with. Because as I read somebody, I say, now this is the lifeline and this is your love line and right here is your work. Look at that. You know, and I have a diagram right in front of me with their own hand, and we go back and forth from the diagram to them, and then they get it.
So we've got a show special for your book on May I See Your Hand. It's regular $19, and the show special is for $15, correct?
And it's right. It's $19.95, which would be $20. So I'm giving them a $5 break for $15, but then the shipping is $3. So it's actually $18 for a $20 book that would normally cost them $23.
Okay.
So they get it for $15 plus $3 shipping.
Okay.
And it's a fun book because my picture's on the front and I'm reading one of my clients. And so even if you threw it in a closet or something and you saw it, you would know, oh, there's the palm reading book.
And what I'm going to do is, Myrna Lou, I'll make sure that I will post that up for the show special on your May I See Your Hand.
Okay.
And I'll make sure I keep that up. And I also want to take a moment and also remind all our listeners as well, is if you go on my show page and scroll further down, I still have posted the show special with Elizabeth Summers. And I really encourage you guys to go take a look at her show special as well. She's got a really great special going on for all of you, and I hope that you will take this opportunity and advantage of this really great show special. I do know that she's has really offered you guys a great opportunity, and it's for Myrna Lou as well. I personally have all three of Myrna Lou's books. And not only once have I picked them up, I've picked them up many a times, and it's one of those books that you go back to all the time. It will become one of those books that, you know, if you're cleaning out and weeding out your books, these are going to be books that you're going to want to keep with you at all times. I don't even need to say that to you. I just know it will naturally happen. Because I find myself referring back to it all the time. And I want to make sure.
You know what? Not that I want to interrupt you, but you're going in and out again.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, it's like. So I don't know if it's my phone or if it's you.
Now, we've been having some technical problems at the station, so.
It was good right up till now. We had this a little bit in the beginning, and then it straightened up, and now it's back.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yeah.
No.
Hold on, folks. This is not technical difficulties. This is a line. What type of line are you on, Leilani?
I'm on my
VoIP?
Regular line.
Is it a VoIP line?
Yes.
Yes. Well, there you go. Answer solved. Okay. Carry on.
Thank you. But anyway, I just want to remind our listeners, I mean, these are really great opportunities for all of you. And one of the things that I find is that I find it very useful in a lot of the other areas of my life. You know, most of you are aware that I do a lot of healing work. I do channeled readings for a lot of clients. So I have my hands filled, and this helps me as well to understand a little bit deeper with the individuals that I'm working with. So it's become a very useful tool for me. And I know that you will find it will serve you as well as it. I know that it has served me. So let's real quick, Myrna Lou, because we're getting closer to the end of the show. I want to make sure we give out your website and your email address again.
Okay. My website is www.MyrnaLou, MyrnaLou, Palmistry, PalmistryPalmistry.com, and I'm on your web page right now. I mean, on your show page, and I see you have all that stuff up. And my email is hmg@privateeye.com, and all three of my books are up there too, I see. Very nice. So if anybody wants a free mini reading, they can email me tonight and say they heard your show, and I'll do a 5-minute quick one for free. And then if they want a real reading, they'll see how to do that on my website. I charge $80, and it's an hour and a half, 2 hours for each one when I do them. And I do a type 4-page report. And then I can either email it to them or snail mail it. And then on the webpage, I have a photo gallery, a page of testimonials, questions I'm usually asked, just all kinds of stuff. My husband did my web page, and it's pretty nice.
Yes, it is. So, he did a nice job.
He killed himself, and I have to stand on my head and beg anytime I want to add anything new because the schedule changes every day, and every day I have to ask him to upload it. So I have to promise the world to get him to do it, but he'll do it. I don't know how to upload.
I do want to remind all the listeners this evening that Myrna Lou has just offered to all the listeners of the Universal Spiritual Connection. She will give you guys a 5-minute reading if you will scan your palms. But make sure when you do that, you need to make sure you scan it properly and email it to hmg@privateeye.com with your full name, your age, and you can just put USC on there.
And put
Myrna
Mini.
Lou knows it's from the show.
And then put Mini, so I know that that's where it came from.
There you
M-I-N-I.
Go. M-I-N-I. Don't forget to put Mini on there as well. I'd like to see that all of you take this opportunity. And I will post that up as well. Myrna Lou, how long can I leave that up there? Can I leave it overnight?
You can leave it. I won't get to it tomorrow because I'm going to be out of town again.
Okay.
Tomorrow but I could probably get to it Thursday. So leave it up a couple days.
Okay, so I'm going to leave it up for a couple of days for all of you. And don't forget, Myrna Lou is the author of May I See Your Hand, show special of $15, Soulmate Connections in the Diary of a Palm Reader. And pretty soon here, we'll have an announcement to make that Myrna Lou's new book will be out. So we'll keep you guys
posted. As soon as I get a publisher,
Yes.
And it will have your testimonial in there.
Yes, that's right. I'm so excited. So
and then you'll have four of my books instead of three.
Yes. I just really want to thank you for honoring all of us once again this evening. I know how busy you are, so.
Well, and this was great fun. 2 hours goes fast, doesn't it? I mean, we're just talking and talking, and it feels like it's been maybe 20 minutes or a half hour at the most.
Well, it's always a lot of fun to talk to you, and I mean, we haven't even begun to really scratch the surface because there's so much to palm reading, and I know that. I really get that, so, but on that note, there is something that I would like to share with all your listeners tonight, with all the listeners tonight. And if you will permit, I would like to read this to all of you this evening. So here we go. Remember the voice of the great mighty I Am Presence, its love, own glory and height. Dwell in its temple of silence, clothed now in garments of light. Oh, stand in the great, great silence, in its own pure, dazzling light, alone in the heart of your divine presence, and feel its power and mighty. On that note, remember, you are the great, mighty I Am Presence, the power and the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. And always remember, the key to unlocking the gates of heaven is truly indeed love. So remember, always love thyself, love your families, and most of all, remember to celebrate life, because it is indeed an honor and a joy. Until we reconnect again, good night to each and every one of you, and be well. Good night.
And thank you so much for having me on.